hair smelly face.
Shut up!
Red Rocket, Red Rocket. Red Rocket, Red Rocket.
How about a nice bucket of hay?
They're all pink on the inside. Marijuana is the bomb.
What are you people? On dope?
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid.
Time to be bad.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show. I tell you, that call is one of my favorites. That, hi, Mom, I'm in porno. Love that one. Just the mother completely freaking out at the thought of her little girl that she raised and sent off to school, now earning her keep, spreading them. Beautiful.
And the mom wouldn't even say porno.
No.
You don't do that thing that you said you're doing to me.
No.
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 Oh,
mom,
no.
I'm doing porno. No. No.
No. No. No.
I have to get things going. No.
No.
Beautiful.
How's that for a topper?
All right, a couple phone numbers for you in the New York area. 877-692-1027. And anywhere else, not including Chicago.
Oh.
866-2774-WOW.
Hey.
Chicago could care less we're live, Anthony.
I understand that. Yeah, yeah. Well, what are we on?
I saw the late night ratings for our show in Chicago.
3 a.m.
They might as well turn off the power to save money on electricity.
It's bad.
Here we are. We're all cocky because we're doing great in New York, Boston, and Philly.
Yeah.
Chicago, they might as well just turn off our show and save the money on electricity.
Yeah, bad news.
Horrible. When the hell are they going to put us on at a reasonable hour?
I don't know.
Chicago?
We're on in the middle of the night, and that doesn't help matters. They don't really understand the show,
obviously. They could care less. They don't really keep in touch with us.
What time are we on in Chicago?
We probably the company probably forced them to put our show on, I'm starting to think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you could tell the people that are dedicated to this program, they put us on when we're supposed to be on.
Right.
Other people, it's like, oh, all right, they twisted our arm. We got to put this dopey and crap head on, and we'll just bury him in the nighttime hours.
I don't even know what time we're on. I think we're on at 9 at night, 9 to 1.
9 to 1.
And then they rerun 1 hour of the show at 4:30 in the morning or something like that.
That's good. That's healthy.
So.
Thanks.
So nothing is going on. I mean, we had like sports guys type of ratings.
Wow, really?
In Chicago.
Hmm.
Hey, I love the sports guys. Just a little jab, guys. Relax. And Dallas. Whoa. Same thing.
Yeah.
They can care less we're on in Dallas.
When are we on there?
10 o'clock at night till 2 in the morning.
Even worse than Chicago.
Let me just tell the program director of Chicago and Dallas. Yeah. If this company forced you to put our show on, then give us a call. We don't want to be on your station.
Then we'll just go
somewhere.
If
you want us part of your station and you want to try to make it work, then great. Why don't you start calling us and let's see what we can figure out, okay?
There you go.
I mean, a lot of people should call Tim Sabian in Philly. Here's a guy. We make a lot of fun, because he is a wacky, goofy type of guy.
He's a little crazy.
But he knows what he's doing. He's motivated. He wants the show. He promotes the show. He promotes it to the point I'm embarrassed. When we're in Philly. Yeah. Every bus had our name on the side of it.
He had faith.
The DJs say our name every break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they love the show, they understand the show, and they want to make it work. They were the first to get the special WOW bumper stickers made for their city.
Right. And the other stations, Chicago
the
and
other stations, they
Dallas,
don't even return our calls because we're on the middle of the night. It doesn't matter.
It's filler.
You guys are an afterthought, man.
We're filler.
We are filler.
Yeah.
And if the company, forced you to put us on, please let me know, and we'll go somewhere else.
We'll work something else out.
We'll find another station that wants to support the show and do it the right way, okay?
I'm sure there are stations in both of those cities that would love to have us on live and help their station out.
Anthony, they're already calling. That's the point I'm trying to make, so.
Yes.
All right?
Speaking of Philly, once again, we're going to talk about Philly. Know why? Because Tim Sabian's a pain in the ass, and he's constantly feeding us stuff for this radio show. Because I hear from the other program directors in the other cities. Mm-hmm. Boston, same thing. They're a pain in the ass.
Right.
So that's why we talk about Boston and Philly a lot.
Get on our ass.
Get on our ass and give us stuff, you know, and make us talk about your city and we'll do it.
There you go.
Tim Sabian sent us a hilarious Ozzy Osbourne ID.
Ozzy did an ID for us.
For, yeah, the Philly station.
Great.
And
can you understand a word he says?
No, that's what makes it funny. And you know what? He heard our interview with Ozzy yesterday.
Yeah.
And then Ozzy, I guess, came in and did this little ID, and he sent it right up.
Great.
So here's a quick chuckle because of Tim Sabian and Philly once again.
He's working it.
Once again, talking about Philly. You're right. But they're motivated. They want this show, and they want it to work. That's the difference, okay? Here's Ozzy Osbourne doing an ID for our show, man.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and I'll see you at the 9th. I forgot what year I was in there. Hey, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and I'll see you at... Ozfest is going to be crazy. So to say my name. This is Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't have to know. I'm just going to answer something.
W4. That's just my name. F***ing book to read. Hey, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to... What's that? Hi, this is Osbourne.
Opie and Anthony on the rock station.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Opie and Anthony on the rock station 94 WYSP.
And there you have it. A quick laugh.
Hi, you're Ozzy Osbourne. Oh, wait, I'm Ozzy Osbourne. Come on. How about time this morning? Oh, crazy. It's been on the helicopter. Hi. You're listening to... Hi, this is Opie Anthony. You're listening to Ozzy Osbourne. No, that would be silly, no, wouldn't it? Hey, basically, guys from the refrigerator, helicopter, some type of aircraft.
You know, the best part of him trying to do that ID?
Yeah.
At one point, he goes, there's a lot to read here. No, there wasn't. It was just supposed to be, hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, you listen to Opie Anthony in the radio station.
Oh, there's a lot to read here. Hi, I'm Ozzy Osbourne. Oh, look at that. I got it right. Holy I got it right. Hi, it's Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to... on Ozzy Osbourne. Oh, no, on the radio station. It's called, oh, mother, I can't believe I screwed that one up. Okay. I got a helicopter to catch. I can't be here all day. Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. You're listening to Ozzy Osbourne.
No.
Ozzy Osbourne.
No, Ozzy, try it again. The show is Opie and Anthony.
Mother. I can't believe it. Hi, this is 94. You're listening to Ozzy Osbourne on Opie and son of a f***ing bitch. This is difficult. And it's so early. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. Oh, no, you see, I have this. It's got to take my take. I've got to catch a helicopter. Hi, this is... Who am I now?
You're Ozzy.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm Ozzy Osbourne?
You're Ozzy Osbourne, yeah.
I love that guy. It's been so long. I've been listening to his records. What? Oh, is that Don on the phone? Where are those pictures I was supposed to see? Can't go into an up-terror number after a goddamn dog dying.
No, that was Casey Kasem, Ozzy.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
No, you're listening to
Ozzy Osbourne on Opie Anthony. They're 94. Why, I did it right the first time.
No, you didn't.
Green peas, crisp crumb coating, crisp, see it doesn't roll off the tongue. Crisp crumb coating. In the fjords, the salmon are frozen. Oh, I can't believe it. Hi, this is Orson Welles. You're listening to Opie and Ozzy. Who? Oh, I can't believe it.
You're Ozzy Osbourne.
That's right. Very good.
Okay.
I'm Ozzy Osbourne, and you are Orson Welles.
All right.
I have to catch a helicopter. Can I go? Hi. This is Ozzy Osbourne.
Hey, can we do a comparison? We got the Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Which one is worse, you think?
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne on your radio.
Which one? All right, we'll play the Jimmy Fly.
Jimmy Fly.
I'm at Jimmy Snuka. Look at me.
Hi, this is Jimmy Fly Snuka.
No, Jimmy.
I can't believe I screwed that one up. Hi, this is Jimmy Super Ozzy.
No, Superfly Snuka.
Hi, this is Super Lady Patty.
No, Patty.
You're listening to the Ozzy Osbourne Show. Hi, this is Opie Osbourne. You're listening to Anthony on 94 W Ozzy.
All right, can I play the Jimmy Superfly song?
Yeah, Jimmy Superfly.
Because this takes the cake as the worst celebrity ID we have for our radio program.
By far.
Ozzy might have beat him, though.
Pretty bad.
We might have to, you know, put a vote out there to the listeners. Use the instant feedback and tell us which one's worse, okay?
Right.
But wait till you hear both of them simultaneously, well, one after another here, okay? So here's Jimmy Superfly Snuka trying to do a celebrity ID for the Opie and Anthony show. And then we'll replay the Ozzy one.
Okay, Opie and Anthony on 102.7, 102.
Mm-hmm.
Opie and Anthony on 102.7. This is a Superfly Jimmy Snuka, and you, okay, let me see. You're listening to Opie and Anthony. This is a Superfly Jimmy Snuka, and you're listening to Opie and Anthony on 102.7 on WNEW.
Right again, 102.7?
102.7. Isn't it?
Yeah,
we
call it
102.7. Okay, 102.7 on WNEW.
Do you want him to say his name and stuff first?
You want to, yeah, say it again. Hey, this is Jimmy Superfly Snuka. One more time, and I'll edit that in.
It's the Superfly Jimmy Snuka, and you're listening to Opie and Anthony on 102.7 WNEW. Superfly Jimmy Snuka on your radio dial.
Thanks, man.
Okay, brother.
On the radio dial. You know, I don't want to affect the voting, but I that's still my the
that
worst
is
one.
Classic. All he's right. Just got 102.7 on the radio dial.
Okay, brother. Well, let's re-listen to the Ozzy and see if the Ozzy's up there, if it can compete with Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Okay.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and I'll see you at the 9th. I forgot what year I was in there. Hey, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and I'll see you at... Ozfest is going to be crazy. So to say my name. Hey, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Opie and Anthony on the rock station 94WYSP.
There you have it.
Yeah, I got it right that time. Hey, I sound energetic and stuff. Hey, this is Ozzy Osbourne. You're in some crazy energy base at 94. So sweet, Caroline. Guitar's never been so good. Yourself. Hi, this is Ozzy Superfly Osbourne on your radio dial. 1024. Oh, I can't believe I screwed that one up again. What time is it? Well, I've been here 3 days. You gave me a f***ing book to read. I never heard something. Let me tell you, Kerry. I was a little spaceman. Okay, here it is again. Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. You're listening to Jimmy Superfly Snuka on 92.418. Hike the ball. How did that happen? Let me get you my helicopter.
Shannon, what's up? You're on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, I was just wondering if you can play the interview you had with him yesterday.
Yeah. Well, this is what we're trying to do today. Ozzy is in Philly today, so we're trying to get him back on the show today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we'll wait to see if, you know, we can get him on again. If not, maybe we'll replay yesterday's little interview, okay?
All right.
All right.
Yeah, I met him yesterday, too.
You did?
I went to Looney Tunes, yeah.
Oh, yeah? How was he?
Yeah, he was, like, not moving. He looked really tired.
Could you talk to him?
Well, not really. I told him I loved him, and then he left.
He laughed or left?
No, he left.
Oh.
He smiled and that was it.
Oh, you love me? It's great. You get my utility, you get under the table and kiss you, I'll do a hammer. I'm always laughing. I'm Aussie.
All right, Shannon, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So, which ID's worse? I think that it's close now that I hear both of them.
It's they're kind of in different categories. You know, Aussie is the, I don't know, the drug-induced, the alcohol bender kind of delivery, where the Superfly is, I've been hit on the head with chairs so many times, I'm retarded.
A lot of people saying Superfly is a funnier one.
Yeah, Superfly definitely more gone.
Let me go to Craig real fast. Hey, Craig, what's up? Craig.
Not much.
You think the Superfly's funnier?
Oh, 10 times funnier. But you know what? Ozzy did one a couple years ago for 94 YSP,
yeah.
Which is 10 times funnier than the one he did for you.
Well,
he kept on saying, you're Ozzy Osbourne, instead of I'm Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. That's the one we've been trying to search out today. So.
Yeah, 94 plays every once in a while. It's from a couple years ago. Yeah. And he kept on saying, oh no, you're not beeping Ozzy Osbourne, I am.
Alright, we'll have those.
Riot.
We'll have Ed send that up to us immediately, alright?
Alright.
Thanks, Craig.
No problem.
Bye. Hi, you're Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm listening to, I'm Ozzy Osbourne. Who are you?
you're Ozzy.
Oh, that's right. Why I keep getting that wrong.
Dave, what's going on? Hey, Dave, you're on the radio, bro.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
Hey, yeah, Jimmy Flay, he got hit on the head too many times, so,
yeah.
Ozzy pretty much knows what he's doing, but, you know, I sort of like Ozzy.
I gotta go for the Superfly.
Ozzy's pretty cool, though. He rocks. He kicks ass.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Now we can take calls like this over and over again.
Yeah, I
like Jimmy, I like Ozzy, I like the...
But I don't think so.
It's pretty damn close, okay? We're gonna take a quick break. Up next, we gotta talk about the Booba Lantern contest. Mm-hmm. It's on. It is on.
Game on?
Game on, and we'll do the details next for everyone, okay?
Cool.
Real fast. Oh, Doug wanted in? He hung up.
Damn it.
All right. He said we were on SmackDown last night.
Really?
I don't know. I was going to try to get the details from Doug.
What's that about?
Maybe he'll call back. We'll be back.
That's about as funny as a sinking school bus.
I have a strong stomach. You guys may be blow chunks.
Oh, great.
The grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
O&A, my two new favorite whores.
You guys are really horrible.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
What a couple of ass wipes.
Islanders hockey is back. They won again!
Hey, how about that?
We still don't have a loss. We still do not have an official loss.
Officially undefeated?
We have an overtime loss, but
right.
That's like a new category. Who cares?
When's the next game you're attending?
Unfortunately, I will not be at the game tomorrow. It's killing me, but I'm going out of town. The Islanders will be retiring number 19 in a special pregame ceremony in honor of one of the greatest players in NHL history, Brian Trottier.
Yeah.
They're bringing back all the Islanders that you know and love from the past. Game time is 1 p.m. versus San Jose. All fans in attendance will get a Brian Trottier commemorative item. Tickets still available, believe it or not. Not many, though. Give them a call, 1-800-882-ISLES. That's 1-800-882-ISLES. The Islanders had the lowest prices and best season ticket benefits in the NHL. You'll get 40% off box office prices, free parking, and an invite to meet your Islanders when you purchase season tickets. Give them a call, 1-800-882-ISLES, for your tickets today. Don't forget, Saturday, tomorrow, it's Brian Trottier Day.
1027. WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Jane's Addiction, Mountain Song.
I wonder if the aliens have gone back to him.
Doesn't get much better than that song right there, my friend.
I think Perry's just as screwy as Ozzy, only he can speak a little better. That's about it.
We've had a lot of psychobabble on this radio show this week.
From some pretty big rock stars.
We've had Ozzy, we had Perry. The retarded Laverne Shirley.
Ugh.
Off the instant feedback. Yeah, you guys were on SmackDown last night for about 2 seconds. They showed clips of Kurt Angle's media tour. So they showed a bunch of clips of him on different radio stations and TV shows. They showed Kurt in front of the WNEW mics, and you guys were kind of blurry in the background.
Oh, there you go.
So we made SmackDown.
Kind of blurry on SmackDown. Nice. Greg from San Francisco. Let's hear your ratings from San Francisco. Where's this SS radio station doesn't promote you at all? What? Where's this? Oh, I guess the San Francisco station doesn't really promote us at all.
No. Oh, really?
I think the ratings in San Francisco blew as well. Although Frank Caliendo did mention you guys on a San Francisco morning radio show this morning. You should have a road show here. Me and the other guy that listens will definitely be there.
The other guy that listens.
Hey, you know, we don't BS. We don't BS ourselves or our listeners. We're doing real well in some cities.
Yeah.
New York, Philly, Boston. Cleveland's showing some nice numbers.
Yeah, Cleveland.
And then we stink in a lot of other cities.
Yeah.
Flat out stink for many different reasons.
I think we do our best in the cities that we're heard in live.
Heard in live on a nice, clear FM.
Right, exactly.
I don't know if this show is made for AM when we're, like, you know, talking about rock and roll and having artists play and stuff.
You listen to Opie and Anthony show on AM station.
Certainly doesn't help our syndicated show when we go to commercial here in New York. You know, then the local station picks up from there.
Right.
And some local stations choose to play country music.
Country music.
It really doesn't help the image of the Opie and Anthony show.
Country music.
We're trying to show people that we're hip and young and
having fun.
Kind of cool. Mm-hmm. We like to think we're cool. And then they just blow that all out of the water when we go to break and you hear some lame ass country song. Whew. Other stations choose to play rock and roll and then cut it off in the middle.
Well, there you go.
And other stations run us in the middle of the night.
Well, I think as time goes on, they will look at the formula of what works for this show and where it works and proceed accordingly.
But, of course, the general managers and the program directors of these stations, they know better. They know something we don't, that we should be heard in the middle of the night. Or they should play country songs when we go to break. Can you imagine?
Unbelievable. Country.
How could you ever tell your friends that you listen to Opie and Anthony? Because then they tune in the station and they hear a country song. Like, well, these guys, they're country fags.
Country. You know, Tim gets it. Tim Sabian, of course.
Boston's
getting
it.
Oedipus gets it. He understands when he's not in the secret room that perhaps this show being live is the best thing.
Cleveland ratings.
Oh, we got Cleveland.
Is this us?
Yeah, that's us right there.
Let's see how we're doing.
Whoa, hey, look at that. Person's 18 to 34.
Yeah.
In Cleveland, we inherited a 4.0 for ninth place.
Uh-huh.
And we're now at an 8.5 in third place.
Stop.
Look at that.
Wow, nice.
So Cleveland obviously doing something right as well.
We might have to go to Cleveland.
I think we're going to have to go to Cleveland. And you shouldn't say have to. I'm looking forward to going to Cleveland. Can we wait till the spring, though, when it's warm?
Hold on.
Hey, Eric, what's going on?
Hey, boys.
Hey.
Listen, Anthony, I want to know if you're going to comment on Norman not even knowing who the hell you were this morning.
Yeah.
He's on the sports guy.
Yeah, I heard about that. I don't care.
Really?
I know where I was when I was a kid.
Hold on.
He said he didn't even break your arm.
All right, hold on. Let me set it up because, you know, a lot of other people listening to us right now.
All right, I'm going to go, guys.
Thank you, Eric. Boomer Esiason was on the sports guy show here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They're on in mornings at the station we broadcast out of in New York City.
Yeah.
And they had Boomer Esiason on this morning.
Boomer.
And we've talked about this on the radio show many times. Ant went to elementary school with Boomer Esiason.
No, East Islip, Long Island.
And Anthony, you broke your arm?
Yeah, I got in a fight with the Boomer.
You punched him in the head.
Calling him Norman. He was a very obnoxious guy.
And you snapped your arm.
Yeah. Yeah, broke my arm, spent the summer in a cast. And, he's an obnoxious guy, or at least he was at the time. I don't know what he's like now.
I would have to say he's still an obnoxious guy.
He was one of those guys that, he was the gym teacher's pet kind of thing. Always was into, the gym class and whatnot. And he'd go through the cafeteria, and just if he felt like, how he was. And God forbid you called him Norman. He was Boomer even back then, in elementary school. This, I'm talking, has to be, I think it's fifth grade, something like that, fourth or fifth grade. And if you called him Norman, he'd beat you up. That's what he did. He was Boomer.
And, you know, you think it's fun to call him Norman. And you pay the price.
So he called you out.
I call you out. And now, yeah. He doesn't want to acknowledge it. Well, screw him.
It happened, right?
Boomer.
All right.
The boomer.
You know, why didn't anyone tell us that the first song Days of New did when we were in Philly completely blew on the radio?
Yeah, I heard it through the headphones. We were listening. The vocals were so low, and other things were up too loud, and then the whole song just dropped out in the middle.
See, I got the reputation around here for being very obsessive about the radio show. I really care about our radio show, and I'm a pain in the ass for... You know, with the people we work with and it all, because I want the details and I want everything to sound as good as it possibly can. So I knew there was a problem with the first song Days of New did in Philly. I asked everybody to the point where they started talking about me behind my back, like, oh, my God, well, he shut the F up. It sounded great. What's his problem? I go, I think there was something wrong with the vocals when Travis was singing Touch, Peel, and Stand.
Yeah.
And everyone right to my face, no, it sounded effing great. I heard it in Studio C through the air monitor and blah, blah, blah. Trust me, it sounded great.
That should have been a sound check song.
And I'm saying, no, I know there was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully we'll fix it for the other two songs they do. No, man, I'm telling you, it sounded great.
The other two went well. The third one, especially, was great. The sound by that point, he had everything down. But the first song, awful. Well, he was mixing as it was going on, and then, like I said, at one point it just drops out.
Well, we have a copy of it.
No, let's listen to some of it.
Why didn't any of you guys call us and bust our balls and say this stunk?
I saw a couple of instant feedbacks that said, wow, what the hell's going on with the sound? And I heard it through my headphones, but you can't, like, in the middle of the song go, hey, could you stop? The sound really sucks. Although we should have.
Oh, my God, I'm getting distracted. All right, we'll talk about that in a second that Ben's got up. You know, just to show why I'm so obsessive about our radio show.
Yeah.
I got a copy of the Days of New. I just want to play like the first minute.
Let's hear.
This is why I asked so many questions, because I knew I was right about this one.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's vocals!
He right there is like, what? Acoustic karaoke version. Just sing yourself. And they're just dry. There's nothing on it, you know? Should be a little verb on there, maybe.
Perfect example why I'm so obsessive. There you go. In case you think I'm insane. That's horrible. We're on in like 15 cities. That should never happen. Never.
Awful.
Horrible.
Thank God it was able to get better for the other two songs.
Thank God they'll be back next week to do it again. Oh, that's right. That won't happen.
There was no sound check. Like, no one made sure everything was cool before they started. So by the beginning of the song, I'm sitting there going, uh-oh. Hopefully you can just get it going. And then we didn't even get to the middle of the song, but the whole thing just goes down to nothing, where it sounded like it was being recorded from another room.
That's too bad, because acoustically, when Travis gets going in a radio station studio,
yeah. Sounds good.
He could kick it.
Oh, well.
Hey, where's Steve from FoundryMusic.com? I've just been informed that about 30 video clips.
Oh.
Yesterday, we were talking about the roadshow from Philly. We had hundreds of pictures posted yesterday.
Yeah.
Now the video clips have made their way to the websites. You can go to opieandanthony.com to get the link to our unofficial website. Just in case you don't know it, it's foundrymusic.com, F-O-U-N-D-R-Y, music.com, foundrymusic.com. But go to opieandanthony.com, and there's a nice link to make it easy for you.
One of the easiest sites to navigate on the web, I must say, foundrymusic.com.
Thank you. That's very kind.
I was trying to find a picture the other day, and I clicked on something, and I actually started the ground war in Afghanistan inadvertently. I thought I was going to video clips
actually,
or something.
Actually, that was done deliberately, but hey, I'm glad it worked for you.
It's amazing.
So, Steve, how many clips do we have up? Like 30?
Jeff did 30 clips. Jeff did 30 clips. There's actually one which I was just looking at of Ant and you with the paint guns.
Yeah.
Oh.
Going after Joe.
Yeah.
Oof.
Is it good?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some good stuff. There's some very good stuff.
Did you guys get good video of Super...
Super Lady Patty getting smashed?
I think so. I haven't seen all of them yet, though.
Right. I'm looking at the clip of Stephen Lynch trying to do his set with all his songs, and there's Hot Liz just, you know, strutting her stuff on the runway, and everyone is completely ignoring Stephen Lynch. Then there's a video clip really fast of Lynch doing one of his songs, and someone's just mopping the floor behind him. We discussed that yesterday.
Look at this one titled, Someone Threw a Cigarette at Jim Norton. Hear how he responds.
Oh, really?
Oh, boy. I can only imagine.
Nice. And this isn't radio, so I'm sure there's a lot of cursing going on.
Oh, no. Click Steve to download the file. I like that.
Don't you?
What are some of the other clips that you got up there?
I honestly, I haven't even looked at them.
Yeah, they just made it to the website.
They
so.
Just got up. Jeff's been up all night putting these together. So
thank you, Jeff, from foundrymusic.com.
He's sobered up.
Yeah, Brother Joe's Sea Song has made it.
Ah, see, Philly, download that and get accustomed to it.
A lot of video clips of women wowing. Stephen Lynch's performance. Jim Norton yelling and screaming at somebody. Hopefully, Patty, dressed as Supergirl, getting trounced by beer will be up there as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to download that one.
All right.
People now pounding the site to get the video clips.
Which was kind of stupid. We should have kind of
taken a look ourselves
and then, pass it along to everybody else. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, guys. I called during Days of New during that song, and I didn't speak to Stinky. I spoke to one of the Philly people, and they said, oh, we're working on it, and they just hung up. I told them the vocals weren't coming through.
That sucked. I'm so bummed, you know?
Yeah.
We were so excited to have Travis singing some of those songs in the studio, and then I knew there was a problem, and everyone's like, yes to me to death. Go, no, man. No, it sounds great. It sounds great. It sounds great.
It actually got better as the song went along.
Oh, yeah, it did, but, you know, I should have checked it first.
All right.
All right, take care.
Thank you. But see, you know, if it starts out like that.
Yeah.
I know radio well enough to know that people are going, all right, well, let's click around and see what else is going on.
Ooh, this is awful. I'll come back at the end of the song, maybe.
Yeah, no one has patience to wait around to see if it's going to get better.
No.
Joe, what's going on? You're next on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
The level of their sound seems like you should be yelling, shut up, cabby, at them.
Oh, really?
Kind of in the background?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
All right, thank you.
Awesome. Later.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome!
His level was higher than Travis.
Right.
All right. Anthony, Booba Lanterns is a go.
Yeah, now game on for Booba Lanterns.
Game
this
on.
This is a great Halloween thing.
This is the first annual Booba Lantern contest.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's going to happen in two cities, my friends.
Oh.
Two cities. Here's the deal. And ladies, you got to listen closely, okay?
Listen up.
We're looking for ladies with breast implants.
Mm-hmm.
We have said on many occasions on this radio show, we like the natural boobs.
Who doesn't?
But if we're going to do the Booba Lanterns, trust me, we're experts. It only works with breast implants.
And
I don't want the ladies yelling and screaming, well, you know, you guys only like the implants. No, it's not about that.
No,
okay?
It just works better.
We tested the natural boobs and the implants. Trust me, it works so much better with the implants.
Bigger the better, the implants too.
Bigger the better, right.
Those work the best. We love the natural boobs, but for this, we need women with implants.
Correct. The contest is on next Tuesday through Friday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The ladies of the New York area have an open invite to come down to the station when we're broadcasting between 3 and 7 to show off what they got. We'll take a before picture.
Yeah.
And then the second picture will be a picture of your boobs lit up by flashlights with all the lights out in the house.
Right.
All right? We will put all the pictures up on a website, and then our fine listeners from all over the country will vote for their favorite boob o lantern.
Do you think if a girl took a black magic marker or a Sharpie and drew a little jack-o'-lantern face on the front of her boob, In black, and then lit it up, you would see the actual jack-o'-lantern face. That might be something a girl would want to try.
You know what? That's a great idea.
I think that might put them over the top.
Or they just could carve a little face.
Carve a face
on their boo.
Whatever works.
All right. We're going to have another great prize. We have upped the ante with our prizes lately, so yeah. Trust me, it will be a very nice prize for the winner of the mm-hmm. Booba-Lantern contest. All right, so ladies, once again, for New York, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, open invite. You don't even have to call and say you're coming. Just, you know, come on down and show us what you got.
Right.
All right, guys, tell all the strippers in the strip clubs that this contest is for them if they're looking for a little exposure, okay?
And yeah, girls, if you're strippers in various clubs, you want to come down, we'll definitely let you plug where you're going to be.
It's yeah, hell
yeah. The club you dance at, and you get a little exposure on the radio. And you might win some.
This is where it gets interesting. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for the New York area ladies, okay?
Nice.
Then Monday and Tuesday, which will be what, Ben, the 29th and 30th, I think?
Yeah.
We're going to be broadcast. My voice is
still shot. Let me tell you something quickly without interrupting with the flow of what we're going to be doing. That club was so smoky. I woke up feeling like I had smoked 3 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah, my voice.
And that's why my throat is screwy, too.
I'm having a tough time with my voice. Ooh. It will not come back, and it usually comes back nice.
It's just full of smoke. I'd rather have the anthrax.
Nice. All right, so then we're going to be broadcasting for Boston on the 29th and 30th. We're helping them with their Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be live from the WBCN studios. We're inviting the Boston ladies to come in that Monday and Tuesday. To show off their boobs.
We used to frequent a lot of the strip clubs up there. I know there's some really great looking girls with the big fake boobs.
Right. It's not just for, you know, strippers, obviously. You know?
Yeah, any other girl that has had implants, come on down.
But here's the deal. Yes, like Ann just said, it has to be breast implants. Trust me, we've tried it, and it doesn't work unless it's implants.
Right.
All right, so once again, really fast, it's the first annual Booba-Lantern contest. And next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the New York ladies, open invite. You know how these contests work. Just show up between 3 and 7 and show us what you got. We'll take all the pictures, okay?
Okay.
And then the following Monday and Tuesday, the 29th and 30th, we're going to do the same damn thing in Boston.
Yeah.
And then we'll put all the pictures up on the website, and then we'll crown a winner for a great prize. Okay?
Very cool.
Booba-Lantern. And someone quickly say, what happened to Naughty 90? Don't worry. We're holding back on the Naughty 90 contest because we want to make sure that works like a charm.
That stuff has happened before, too. We throw things out there, and then months later, they come back.
Right.
I don't know what happens.
So, Bobby Big Rigger. Hey, Bobby, what's up?
Hey, Opie. Bobby Big Rigger here. Hey, listen, before I call my bookie,
yeah.
Where are you heading to this weekend? I need the name of the town. Or at least the state.
I'm heading north.
You're heading... Oh, that's helping.
I'm heading to my second hometown. How's that?
Oh, okay. Beantown.
Yeah, there you go.
Beantown. All right. I know where to take the college fund for the kids and roll over. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, Bobby.
Later.
How about those?
I'm staying away from the Coliseum because I want the Islanders to continue their winning ways.
Stay far away.
So I'm going to mess up the Bruins a little bit this weekend.
How about those Yankees, huh? God damn.
Well, they're on a roll, Anthony.
I like it.
I would say a word.
No, don't. You already spoke your piece about Seattle, about the Mariners, how you got to respect the team that lose a couple of key players and still get as far as they have. I completely agree with that. That's beautiful. But, man, taking two like that in Seattle, coming back to the stadium over the weekend, I'm very excited. How you doing?
You want me to play a little bit of this?
Where's the little Yankees? How you doing?
Why couldn't the mix on this song be horrendous?
It is. Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Joey Baseballs. How you doing?
Oh, Cavanoos, I'm doing so much better. How you doing?
Listen, we just got a phone call from Mayor Giuliani. He wants us to do a little something special for the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
Know what's sad?
song.
I have to say it. And no offense, we like these guys. We've had them on the show, okay?
Right.
We like to mess with them, all right? There are radio stations in New York, because obviously the Yankees doing well, that are playing this song as a serious song.
Yeah. Listen to that. That was nice.
That one hurt. I feel like Peter Brady right now.
When it's time to change.
But they're playing this. Yeah, they're playing this as a real song.
Right.
And then they have to come on after it and say how great the song is. This thing stinks, as Norton would say.
And this is going to go out to all the heroes in New York.
Right.
When you hear this.
Awful.
The pinstripe.
Shut up!
Championship. Operation Yankee Dynasty moves on. How you
Who
doing?
Knew there was an
Going
operation?
Going down
name.
In the Bronx again. In New York City. Still the greatest city in the world. In the greatest country in the world. How you doing?
The cockiness of the Yankee fans come through on this stupid song.
Don't
man.
Say it's the cockiness of the Yankees fans. That's just Carminucci and Joey Baseball. The Yankee fans, it's called confidence
and
in a team.
I hear this crap when I go to the stadium. The cockiness,
How you doing?
The cockiness that you guys have, it's unbelievable.
How you doing?
That's awful. Are they playing this at the stadium yet? Yeah, I haven't either. I know the first one they were. And it's just ridiculous.
Not for nothing, but what's with all these miserables and the Taliban?
Miserables.
You know, trying to stop freedom is like trying to stop the Yanks. You can't do it.
That's right, you can't stop me. I'm still taking a 4 train, and I'm still sneaking into the stadium. So how you doing?
Yeah!
Yeah!
This makes the Super Bowl shuffle sound like a Grammy winner.
Oh, man.
I'm on my way to pick up some of New York's bravest and New York's finest. We're going to the game, and we're sitting with the fleets of creatures. How you doing?
You know, New York and the Yankees go hands in hand. They were down, but never out. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. How you doing?
It's cringe, man. Remember how we used to see one of these guys at the Yankee games and he was always trying to hand us the CD during the first version?
Give me a sandwich.
Hey, Joe Falls, are you ready for the 4-peat? Are you ready for the 4-peat?
I'll tell you what I'm ready for. I'm ready for my man Janus and V. Bruno to get their beer company on the phone. The addicts that go sit down.
Joe Balls.
Yeah! I mean, they don't even say it right. How you doing?
Hey, New York, jokes aside, you keep your chin up.
That's right, don't forget, we all got a big fight to win. God bless America.
How you doing?
Oh, they get the serious, how you doing?
How you doing, Taliban?
How you doing?
No, how you doing?
We ain't messing around now. How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing?
I curse those guys because you get up in the middle of the night to take that leak. And what's in your head? That damn how you doing?
I'm in there, one eye open, trying to get to the can.
How you doing?
Awful.
Jim, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
Opie, you're killing me.
Why?
I'm calling from Boston. I'm a huge Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
And, hey, I love the show.
Yeah.
But I'm sympathetic towards New York for everything that's been going on, but I'm not going to let those terrorists change my way of life. I hate the Yankees. And ever since you picked Oakland last week, they've been on a roll, and it's killing me.
5-0. So ever since I said the Yankees were going to lose, they're 5-0, and most of those wins on the road. I know.
Four of them on the road.
I mean, we already had one curse here in Boston. How come you had to bring another one to us?
That's hilarious. All right, Jim, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. You know, this would be a good place to play the Earl Weaver thing. We get a lot of requests for this thing.
Richie's saying he's renouncing his status as an Italian-American.
Yeah, we can go with Richie.
Hey, Richie.
What's up, fellas? I got something to say about these guys.
Yeah.
Hair gelling, pasta eating, espresso sipping, Sergio Tacchini sweatsuit wearing, LSC driving, Godfather horn beeping, gold chain wearing, Saturday Night Fever listening, hair on their back, cannoli sucking, both cheeks kissing, SFs. And I'm no longer Italian.
Yeah, he made a good point there. Being an Italian, you listen to that and just go like, oh, my God. You might as well just have the black guys going, yeah, Rasmus, you want some watermelon?
It's that stereotypical, you know. Have a couple of rabbis going, I dropped a penny.
Let me get my penny.
It's just every stereotype rolled into
stereotypes. Stereotypes always funny.
Joey Bulls
funny. Not many people are willing to admit stereotyping is funny.
It is funny.
Especially when the mainstream media gets a hold of you and they ask those questions in the interviews.
Yeah.
I love stereotyping.
You know, people might take what you say and use that.
Well,
people talk like that every day. If I want to bring up something I saw on the news. You see the outcry and the Navy had to apologize because some guy wrote on one of the bombs, hijack this, fags, on a bomb. And the Navy had to apologize for the slur.
Fags?
Written on a...
hijack.
The whole thought that the Navy has to apologize for words written on a bomb. The priorities are a little wacky there.
That's why, you know, one reason why this country is in trouble.
Yeah.
We're getting too politically correct. We don't want to...
We're politically correct in our wars.
Yeah, we don't want to offend people. In the old days, man, someone effed with us, we took care of business.
I agree with what
we're
doing.
We didn't worry about who we were hurting in the process. We took care of business and made sure freedom continued.
I
agree. Changing the name of the war. We can't write fags on the bomb.
I agree with what we're doing 100%. I love the fact that we're dropping bombs. But in the scheme of things, as a human being, don't you think a bomb being dropped is more offensive than the words written on it? You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, I love the word bomb the crap out of them. But if you're looking at it from what offends point of view, killing people is always an offensive thing. When you're dropping bombs on people, but the writing on the bomb is what upsets people? That's what I was dumbfounded when I saw that.
And just because you call someone a fag doesn't mean they suck,
It's just, hey, faggot, you know, you want to hijack a plane and crash into a building? Faggot. Here, now you're going to get some bombs.
All right.
Enjoy.
All right. Right on. So there you have it. I hope ladies show up for the Booba Lantern contest.
Yeah. Week.
You know, we have a pair of tickets to the Yankees.
How you doing? Pair of tickets to the Yankees. How you doing? How you doing?
We have a pair of tickets for tomorrow's game, Anthony.
Kamenuch got his junk in my balloon. Not how you doing?
How you doing? Courtesy of Budweiser, the king of beers in Major League Baseball.
Winner, the king of beers. How you doing?
Winner also receives a Yankee prize pack from Budweiser, which includes a jacket, two sweatshirts, and two T-shirts. How are we going to give these tickets away? You obviously got to pick them up today.
I'm shooting my goo. How you doing? How are we going to give those away? How you doing?
We're going to have to figure it out as we take a break.
How you doing?
When we come back, we'll figure out how to give away the Yankee tickets. People got pissed when we sent Earl out on the street.
Anytime Earl's involved.
Well, no, just because they're like, oh, man, it was obvious someone close to the station was going to win. Yeah. Earl wasn't going to walk too far.
Right.
He wasn't going to walk.
Did he get him outside next to Opera Man out by the stairs?
So we got to figure out something.
Okay.
But you got to pick them up before 7 because we're going home for the weekend and it's for tomorrow's game.
So it's got to kind of be close.
Right. All right. We'll do some brainstorming. As we go to break, don't go to local programming yet. We still have a little bit to play here. Don't go to your country tunes in San Francisco. Give us another 2 minutes here. Then you can play the latest from. Does anyone even know a country artist?
Travis Tritt.
I would go with
Stinky. Boys.
If I had to,
that's old school.
That's like old school.
That's like saying Run DMC if you're talking about hip hop.
Yeah, no, saying the Sugar Hill Gang. I'm serious. Like a current country artist. Do you know?
Well, everyone knows Garth Brooks, but
current, like from a new artist in the last 5 years.
I don't know. None of us could even mention it.
Faith Hill.
Nah, that's a crossover artist.
Yeah, right.
That's a crossover.
She's crossing over it.
How you doing?
She's so effing hot, too.
Yeah!
Faith Hill, how you doing?
Isn't Tug McGraw's son fouling Faith Hill, right?
Yeah. Really?
They're married and all that?
Yeah.
There you go. A little
look at you with a tidbit of knowledge.
A little country knowledge.
How you doing?
So we can help out our San Francisco situation.
Right.
Country music, always awful.
Yeah.
Here's the Earl Weaver Show. We get a lot of requests for this damn thing. Check it out.
Now, the Manager's Corner, with the thoughts and opinions of the American League's winningest manager, the Orioles' Earl Weaver. And now, to the Manager's Corner with Earl Weaver.
Bill Whitehouse, Earl, that certainly is an answer. From Frederick, Maryland, wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake. You get some goddamn little fleas on the f***ing bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big suckers that can hit the f***ing ball out of the ballpark and you can't make any goddamn mistake.
Well, certainly this show is going to go down in history, Earl. Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in f***ing baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the f***ing goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his f***ing ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the f***ing ninth. So if this sucker mind his own business and let me manage the f***ing team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where the f*** her next lay's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she'd get her ass out to f***ing bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a stuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go f*** yourself and the f*** with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball f***ing Network.
Are you bastards ready to rock?
Opie and Anthony.
And you actually find them rubbing the feces on the wall.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Psychotic apes.
Is this for Sean Factor?
Oh my God!
Anthony, this Sunday, the WWF presents No Mercy Live on pay-per-view.
Yeah, the WWF Championship on the line. Stone Cold Steve Austin defends his title against both Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle and Mr. Pay-per-view Rob Van Dam in a triple threat match. Is Kurt going to regain the title? Will RVD seize his first ever opportunity to become the WWF champion? It's Stone Cold Steve Austin's, what? It's Stone Cold Steve Austin's to lose.
That's right.
That's right. It's his title to lose. Plus, No Mercy marks the return of Vince McMahon at pay-per-view. This Sunday, will he be a factor? Of course he will. Order No Mercy and find out. Also, it's the Battle of the Babes when the beautiful Tori Wilson takes on the ever-so-sexy Stacy Keibler in the first-ever lingerie match. Two totally gorgeous divas going at it wearing almost nothing. Order No Mercy live this Sunday, 8 p.m., 7 Central. Presented by Subway. Call your local pay-per-view provider to order. Yeah, it's No Mercy live this Sunday.
1027 WNEW.
POD. Alive. This is the Opie and Anthony Show.
Oi!
It's Friday. Phones are lit. Very good. Oh, by the way, Joe Perry checking in today.
He is.
Our old friend. We haven't talked to him in a while.
Nice, nice.
Finally starting to get some rock stars on this radio show.
Well, I guess that's what happens when you go national. They can't deny you anymore. Your little fidgets from the various little rock stations can't keep them all away from us, Opie.
I told you, Steve, in the end, Opie and Anthony always win. Accept it.
Steve Kingston, look at this little wanker. As many times as I told you, he needs to go on that f***ing show over your hand. Well, so I'm going to go to his interviews and talk to the f***ing guys because you're a fidget. You're a little midget. You know, when I get off of a helicopter, I've got to bend down a little bit like people do. Abercrombie and Fitch midget, he doesn't even have to bend down off of the helicopter.
It's so funny because the company tries to tell us how we're one big happy family.
Yeah.
And there are people within this company that, you know, don't want us to succeed.
Of course not. It's not in their best interest. It's the corporate radio, they call it.
Right. We've wanted ours on our show since the first day we started up here in New York.
You always win in the end.
Finally, we're on 15 stations and the record labels are taking notice.
Yeah.
And one guy can't hold that back anymore, thank God.
And when the people come on the show and they have a good time and have some fun, you know, they remember it.
Hell yeah.
Can't hold it back.
All right. By the way, Joe Perry's going to be talking about United We Stand, the concert that's going on in Washington Sunday at RFK Stadium.
Yeah.
Also appearing on the bill with Aerosmith.
All right.
Guess which band doesn't belong.
Okay.
You have Aerosmith.
Yeah.
You have Michael Jackson. Oof. You have NSYNC. Oof. P. Diddy. Mariah Carey and the Backstreet Boys.
How about Aerosmith doesn't belong on that bill? Oh, man.
We'll have to ask him about that.
Well, you know something? They've been pretty poppy, them guys. You know? I think they're falling into that very popular area of music.
There's poppy and then there's poppy.
Right, not to that extent, but
in my opinion, Aerosmith still rocks, and the new album is not bad at all, Just Push Play.
Yeah. It's not like they're pure drug-driven rock guys anymore, though, you know what I mean?
Ben is looking at the list.
The rest of the list.
Who else is on the bill?
Aaron Carter, Al Green.
What? Wait a minute. Aaron Carter?
Yeah.
Isn't he the little kid?
Yeah. Al Green, America, the Backstreet Boys, Bette Midler,
Carole King.
Wait, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC on one stage? Stop it.
Well, it's for a good cause, Ann.
Maybe there'll be a little fight backstage. Woo!
Bette Midler, Carole King, Destiny's Child, Faith Evans, the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oof.
I remember the Goo Goo Dolls when they were a punk band from my Buffalo.
What
days.
Happened to them?
Huey Lewis in the News.
Ah, it's hip to be square. Dun, 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 dun.
I feel good himself, James Brown. James Brown. Mariah Carey, Michael Jackson, NSYNC, P. Diddy, Pink, Ricky Martin.
Oof.
Rod Stewart.
Howdy.
I wonder if that chick from Cheerleaders is heading down to RFK Stadium to try to get
there. There you go.
Train. And Usher.
Oh.
Good God. Hey, it's for a good cause, what the hell?
Well, of course.
Anthony, we got to give away these Yankee tickets.
How are we going to do this? How you doing?
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Budweiser gave us these tickets last minute.
Mm-hmm.
We have to give them away before we get it off the air.
Yeah.
So we got to do something with the people that are pretty close to the station.
Mm-hmm. Because somebody from, out on Long Island or something isn't going to be... You know, making the trip out here, or someone way in Jersey, or
Connecticut, Westchester,
right.
You know?
It's not like you could just get here by 5 or whatever.
Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So, bear with us. I thank Budweiser for giving us these tickets, but maybe next time, you know, give us a couple days so we can do something really, really good for the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We have tickets for tomorrow night's game.
No, it's actually games 4 and 5, Sunday and Monday.
Sunday and Monday, okay.
Incorrect earlier.
Sunday and Monday's games at the stadium, Anthony.
So you could watch the sweep.
So we got a pair of tickets for Sunday's game and a pair of tickets for Monday's game.
Okay.
All right. What if there isn't a game 5?
Exactly.
Then someone's going to be really pissed off.
Well, hey, it's the thought. maybe there will be. You never know.
All right, well, here's the deal.
I'm not putting it past Seattle to take one of these goddamn games. You know what I mean? They need a little rest. So I'm definitely thinking this one's going to go in 5.
This is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to hear anyone bitching because I think it's the right thing to do.
Okay.
Okay? We have a pair of tickets to the first cop that comes down and says hi to us today. The first cop. You got to prove you're a cop. You got to prove you're a New York City cop.
There you go.
Okay?
I like that.
That'll take care of Sunday's game. For Monday's game, the first fire guy, fireman, come down and say hi to us and prove that he's a fireman, we'll get the tickets for game 5, Monday's game. That works. No bitching from anyone. I think this is the right thing to do on short notice, okay?
What scumbag is going to bitch about that? You guys suck. I deserve the tickets.
First cop to come down, first fireman to come down. We got Yankee tickets for you guys.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Contest is on.
It's on right now.
And I want to thank Budweiser for getting us the tickets, okay?
Jesus, security downstairs going to allow the cops up? One of the firemen?
JJ.
Jimmy Walker will let him up.
There is a security guy downstairs. the spitting image of Jimmy J.J. Walker from Good Times.
You know
it
what happened,
so
though?
Funny.
You know what happened? Someone obviously told him.
No.
Because he got a haircut to make sure he doesn't look as much like Jimmy Walker now. And he gives me a stare, and I'm like, oh, great.
Give him the floppy Jimmy Walker hat.
I have to check your ID to make sure you're not bringing up dynamite.
Very good. But he got a haircut.
Did he? Because at some point, I think Jimmy Walker now goes around with the shaved head.
Yes, he does.
Remember when we called Jimmy Walker? He had a show in Nebraska, I think it was, a radio show.
I got those tapes somewhere.
Oh, if you could dig up one of those. We called up Jimmy J.J. Walker. He was doing his show. For some reason, someone gave him a radio show. And he was doing political talk. And we would call him up. We would listen in on the internet. And he'd get into all these really serious political discussions with people. But it's goddamn J.J.
J.J. Walker.
So we would call him up and start off asking him serious questions.
Well, you got to tell the folks that J.J. doesn't like talking about good times whatsoever.
No, especially with this. He wanted to change his image. He was going to be a political talk show host.
Right. So our whole goal was to, you know, piss him off and talk about good times and throw him off.
Yeah, we would start out with the serious question about the subject that he was talking about.
We did this all day when we were supposed to do our own radio show.
We were just pounding him.
Yeah. So we'll find
Dynamite.
We'll find that tape. We'll play it before 7 o'clock today. Keith the Cop, what's going on?
Gentlemen, I'm going to try and maintain my composure.
Okay.
But I have an FU today.
All right.
This is an FU to everybody that's calling the police to open their mail.
Holy Jesus.
What?
I can't take it anymore.
I'm trying to maintain my composure 10 to 12 times a day. Open my mail, please.
I have read this in the paper. Not only this, but other things. People are morons.
And I have the king or queen moron. Yesterday.
Yeah.
We get a call. Comes over. Problem with the mail. You know, strange substance.
Uh-huh.
We get there. This lady ate her pizza on top of the mail. Got up, threw the pizza away, the bag and everything.
Yeah.
Came back, saw white stuff on the mail, and called the police.
It was
Parmesan cheese. Parmesan. My partner took his finger. He put it. He smelt it. He licked it. Parmesan cheese.
And it took you guys away from doing other stuff.
I don't get it.
God damn. People are so friggin' stupid. They're actually appealing to the public to say, look, we understand everyone's freaking out about this anthrax scare.
Especially here in New York.
Especially in New York. But it doesn't mean that every instance where you see powder, you have to call the police, because it ties up so many resources when you call in on this anthrax thing. Use some common sense. If you ate pizza on your mail and now you're seeing a cheese-like substance on it, it's probably cheese. No one has gotten anthrax sent to private addresses. It's all been corporate, mostly news organizations that have gotten these letters. People now, I swear to God, are looking at sand on a bus floor. A bus was stopped and police had to be brought on board because sand was in the aisle. Over someone's shoes.
Her reasoning was that her husband's friend's sister knew somebody that worked at like NBC or something like that.
Brother.
So, you know, they were friends with somebody and they thought maybe, you know, she evacuated her kids, the babysitter, everybody.
People are losing their minds with this anthrax thing. Losing their minds.
So we have to go check out another one right now, but I needed to just get that off the chest.
How many have you had to check out personally, Keith?
Yesterday we did about a dozen.
A dozen false alarms.
And this is one cop right here.
So today, this is only our second one.
Have you had to be tested?
I was tested earlier in the week.
And what was that because of?
Because we had a couple piles of something on the ground, and we had to go get tested.
You didn't know what it was, though?
No, we had no idea. Sometimes the testing takes a little long.
Yeah.
This city's insane. Right after the Twin Tower thing, the bomb threats that were coming into the police stations were off the chart, right, Keith?
It's just crazy.
They were getting like 10 or I don't know how many you get on a regular day, but the numbers were through the roof. Everyone was calling in, you know, fake bomb threats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm sure it's not our listeners, but I'm just asking the people out there, if you're going to eat your pizza, please, get rid of the mail.
Don't don't do
put the mail aside.
All right.
Okay, that's all. Gentlemen, have a good day. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Lenny, another cop. Lenny!
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how are you, man?
I'll see if I can get through this without messing this one up.
Go ahead.
The other day, this lady called us to a house for a package that she didn't recognize. She didn't know where it came from. She was like 80 years old. Her husband had passed away fairly recently.
Lucky him.
They call the case in the whole nine yards, speak to the detectives. Detective is livid that this type of stuff is going on. And, you know, that this lady has some notion that somebody would send her anthrax. So,
yeah, an 80-year-old woman. That's a target.
Right. So they check. So they call the boss to the scene. He speaks to the lady. The detective says, why don't you ask her to open it? This went on. This case was called in, and all of the work was had gone forth thus far, which is kind of a time-consuming.
Yeah, a lot of resources tied up. Kind of like this phone call. Yes.
All right. I'll wrap it up real quick.
I'm kidding, Lenny. Go ahead.
The boss says, could you open the package? She opens the package. It's an easy pass. It's an easy pass that her husband had ordered probably, you know, before he passed away.
Oh, so it kind of made the envelope fat and...
Right. She had no clue. Just because she didn't recognize it, she thought, oh, somebody must be sending me anthrax. She's that important.
Yeah, that an 80-year-old woman now is going to get anthrax at her house.
Right, right.
Right.
But she's got that much time left.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Well, thanks, Lenny.
Ciao.
I know the mailroom at this station has turned completely insane.
This is hysterical and surreal.
Can we get a picture of that for the website? Do they mind?
I don't know.
We haven't received mail, I think, all week. At this point, because
there's a new policy.
There's a new policy. They're in spacesuits, basically, upstairs.
Yeah.
We have people in the mailroom in spacesuits. That's the only way to describe it.
Wearing breathing apparatus.
We have no clue who they decided to let open the mail. We see them. We don't know who's under the spacesuits.
Right.
They have gas masks. They're completely covered head to toe.
Yeah. And they're opening the mail.
And they're opening the mail.
All the WOW inquiries for stickers and whatnot,
right.
They're sorting through it. They're opening them up.
Opening up every piece of mail that comes to the radio station. And they're pretty much in biohazard suits.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
This is the world we now live in.
It's insane. You know,
I get out of Penn Station every day. There are army guys all over the damn place.
It is
just weird. When you go overseas, like when I flew to Athens this summer, you see that type of thing going on.
Yeah, we were talking about that because that was before September 11th. You go to Europe, anytime you're going overseas, you usually see at the airports and whatnot just armed security guys. And you're like, wow, it's so cool we can live in a country where that isn't necessary. And now it's just everywhere. It's commonplace to see military vehicles on the streets here in New York. It's like, what the hell is that? What is that about? Armed guys at the train stations and airports. It's crazy.
All right.
But that's where we live now.
Ben, you didn't have luck with that video clip? I was kind of taking a peek.
Oh, no. I just clicked off it. It's a clip of Patty... Patty getting hit with beer the other night, but it was the site's getting pounded. So
yeah, unfortunately, the site's getting pounded. They just added 30 clips from the roadshow from Philly. Video clips now. Yesterday we had the pictures. Now we got video clips, and you can see what you missed, man. You'll feel like you're there. And you got to go to foundrymusic.com, FOUNDRY music.com, foundrymusic.com. There's a link to that website off of opieandanthony.com. We made it easy for you. But 30 video clips, it's getting pounded now, so you might want to try it later on tonight or sometime this weekend.
I got it up now, so I'm taking a look at it. If you want to go to foundrymusic.com and check it out. Patty coming out in her super lady suit. We're talking to her. This is her first journey out onto the catwalk. She's halfway, a little further. Oh, there's the first beer gets her. She turns right around and walks back. Everyone's laughing. More beers follow. Then we talk her. We're talking to her a little more. Bobby pointing out to the podium now, directing her to walk back out.
Oh, this was my payback, my friend.
Because people didn't get a good enough look at her.
So we talked her into walking again down the runway. Here's Patty, cautiously walking.
Just gets onto the ramp now. She's about one quarter of the way down.
Oh my God, that's getting pelted.
Five beers hit her right in the head. She comes back now, her eyes stinging from the beer.
Right. Well, that's not beer, we found out yesterday. A lot of guys admitted it was byproduct from the beer.
So now I'm pointing.
pointing.
Now you're pointing.
Telling her we need her out on that walkway all the way to the end to say hi to the crowd.
And we're yelling to the crowd, look, guys, come on. You know, don't do this. Patty, you know, be cool to Patty. And we're winking.
And they all know to kind of hold their fire until she gets further down the ramp.
Right.
So she has to come all the way back. A lot further. So here she goes.
Here she goes for the third time.
Walking down. She
all
makes
the way down
a quarter
the
of the way.
America runway.
Halfway. Oh, halfway.
She's just getting pummeled by... Holy S! If you download the Patty clip, you got to wait to the end because that's the money shot, man.
I am dying laughing watching that.
That's worth the price of admission. You got to wait to the end of the clip. It looks like a wave of beer coming from the audience.
Beautiful.
So that clip and many others on foundrymusic.com.
Yeah.
There is a link on opieandanthony.com for that.
That's beautiful.
And we found the Jimmy Walker thing.
We got some of that?
Yeah, we'll play that next and get into other things as well.
Some days, you know, we're a laugh riot, and other days we just flat out suck. We know it.
Interesting if true.
Opie and Anthony.
It's Friday, and it's time for Sam Adams.
Let me get one. Hold on. You know, even warm, Sam Adams is great.
That's a warm one?
It's not quite as cold as I like them.
That's too bad.
But see, even warm, it's fantastic. Because it's the best beer in America. What a great American beer Sam Adams is. They have the Oktoberfest out now. And the original lager that Jim Cook cooked up for so... I'm gurgling over here. A few years back, and it's just become a favorite across the country. Sam Adams. We love it. We love it. What a great American beer. I'm going to kick back this weekend and watch the Yankees emerge victorious over Seattle. And what am I going to have?
A Sam Adams.
Right, an ice-cold Sam Adams right by my side. I suggest you do the same thing for playoff parties, whatever you want to do. You're hanging out with your pals, anything. Sam Adams.
1027 WNEW.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. If you're not in the New York area, give us a call. 866-277-4WOW. On the phone, Joe Perry!
Yeah!
Hey, Joe! Joe!
How are you?
What's going on,
Perry,
man?
What's up, man?
Everything.
Yeah.
You know, I was just watching TV. I was just noticing how they have all the news, and then they have a Prozac ad.
Oh, really? They're playing those ads? It's probably a way up Prozac.
Yeah.
I'm sure. This is the only way to deal with this crap.
Hey, Joe, you didn't get the anthrax yet, right?
No.
I hear Aerosmith, all the members, have enough older drugs in them to keep the anthrax virus away. Is that true?
Probably. It's worked for everything else.
You guys are pickled nice.
I like to think about the days when anthrax was a band.
Yeah, right? And you thought a horrible disease that started with A, it sure wasn't anthrax the first thing that came on the list.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know what I mean?
You know, Joe, we were in Philly the other day, and there's a guy down there. He has a great idea for a radio promotion. He wants to give out anthrax in the mail and basically just send out anthrax CDs.
I don't know about that.
Maybe not now. Maybe it's not the time.
This guy's like, I'm telling you, man, it's a great idea. This is what I want to do on my radio show.
God.
So,
oh, well.
You guys doing all right, man?
We're doing good. We're out here in, we're in Des Moines right now. We're playing tonight and getting ready to go in and do that big show at RFK Stadium. And it's going to be a slight burn for us because we're also playing in Indianapolis that night.
Wow.
So, but we feel it's important for us to show up there and do our bit. So.
Hell yeah.
You're appearing with some unusual acts there, Joe. RFK Stadium.
The list keeps changing. I still haven't been able to get a handle on who else is there. All I know is that when people bought tickets, they expected to see Aerosmith, so we're going to be there.
That's cool, because I'm looking at the list. They gave us a one sheet about the show. You know, it's called United We Stand.
And yeah.
It's sold out, so I don't even think anyone, you know, you can't get tickets. It says, also appearing with Aerosmith, Michael Jackson, NSYNC, P. Diddy, Mariah Carey, and the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. Well, that list has changed so often, I can't even keep track. All
really?
I know is that we're going in with our hearts and souls, and I think it's really important to do it.
Yeah.
So we're there.
How has this affected the tour and everything?
Well, obviously we canceled and postponed a bunch of dates during the first week. We were just too torn up inside, as everybody, and just totally stunned and all those things to play, and then we realized that it was important for us to get out there again and start giving people a few hours to celebrate and you know, and doing our bit and like whatever it takes to get us through this, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, really, it's the only way I think you could pull off Aerosmith being on the same bill as Mariah Carey.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
it's all for a good cause, man.
Well, that's it. It's all about music, and it's all about, that's why people went and bought tickets without really even knowing who's on the bill, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
What?
God damn.
Have you ever hung with Michael Jackson?
Actually, the closest I ever got to him was at the Hall of Fame this year. He was sitting at the next table, and we saw him for a second, and
he's
pretty about
good.
It. Other than that, just watch him from afar like everyone else.
He's pretty freaky.
Yeah, but as a band, I mean, what were you guys saying about Michael Jackson behind his back? Come on.
Oh,
he's got to be a freak in real life as well.
Well, you know, I hear stories from people just that have you know, worked with him or, you know, come in contact, and he's pretty, like, he's obviously been affected by, you know, his life. I mean, and been, yeah. you know, been a kid, a child star. I mean, he's so talented. He's just got so much to offer. And what he does in his private life, it's like, I don't know. I can't even comment on it. And you know, but
yeah.
but I'll tell you, to go around, I mean, he's one of those people that you just cannot go out. And I can't relate to that. I mean, I have my own problems. I mean, I sign a few autographs when I go out to dinner, but it's
sure.
not a big deal. You know, I can at least go out and live life. And I just can't imagine what it would be like. Like to live like that.
Yeah, but I think he did it to himself, you know, by trying to hide his face in public and all the surgery and stuff. He became more of a target.
Yeah, he was kind of hip to have the whole mystique thing around you, and then it kind of bites you in the ass in the end, I think.
Because we've seen you guys walking around Boston, and you blend in, you know? You're yourselves, and you look like rock stars, but you're not over the top like he was with this stuff, you know?
Well, I don't know. I can't. I mean, I wouldn't trade places with him for anything, you know. I can't imagine, like I said, to have been, like, idolized as he has been since he was 7 years old, you know, and brought up in that family. I mean, who knows?
I guess so. Jeez.
But anyway, I guess he's provided a lot of entertainment for people, good or bad.
Good or bad, right.
Where's Steven? What's he up to today?
I don't know. I think he's on a plane to Ames. That's where we're playing tonight, so...
Yeah.
We hook up at the show around 5 o'clock and take it from there.
Yeah, you seem a little mellow right now. You're just waking up, Joe.
Actually, I woke up about 2 hours ago.
Yeah, he's the life. The friggin' life of a rock star, man.
Well,
we
stay up late, you know?
Yeah.
What's the first thing you do when you wake up?
I have to have coffee.
Yeah, like all of us.
That's it. That's the first thing.
It used to be not coffee.
It's usually about 3 double espressos.
You used to be able to wake up and pick yourself up with some Coke or something.
Well, you know, I don't even think that would work anymore.
Really?
I think that there's nothing like Starbucks. I mean,
Starbucks coffee better than Coke.
Yeah.
I heard it here from Joe Perry.
You know, I was reading, it was in Stuff Magazine, and actually Steven Tyler was in it. They were talking about, you know, the most outrageous rock stars of all time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like G.G. Allen was on there with some of the things he has done in his career.
It's pretty sick.
Like, he wanted to, you know, kill himself on stage, but unfortunately the heroin got him first.
Yeah.
He was the guy that took craps on stage and threw in the audience.
I remember G.G.
And one of the guys, I wish I had in front of me, they were asking him about his coke habit and how bad it was, and he said one time, oh, it was Gary Busey actually, but it was part of this article. It was so bad one time that he dropped coke on his dog's butt and snorted it off his own dog's butt.
That's a pretty low point.
Yeah, that's got to wake you up. Something like that happening. You ever have any of those low moments there, Joe?
They're in the book.
Yeah,
they're there. You know, we all go through that, you know, but...
I heard about the private plane that you used to have to go place to place to find drugs. Sometimes just leave the city you're playing in for a short hop to get drugs. And then is it true that you actually had a pilot that did a barrel roll in your private plane?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
That's true. And they... You know, I didn't know that it was illegal at the time, but they just said that,
right.
You know, we're really not supposed to be doing this, and that didn't, you know, register. And, you know, as I've, you know, over the years, I've learned, you know, a lot more about flying. In fact,
right.
I took, you know, I soloed, I took some lessons. I learned just how illegal it is and
right.
how dangerous it is to do that. And
hell yeah.
it's I just look back and go, it was another time God was smiling down on me, you know?
Yeah, it's just one of those moments, like, how the hell did I live through that? Were you guys strapped in, and or did you just kind of take a ride on the ceiling?
Both. We did both. It was part of the experience.
That is so cool.
That's crazy. You guys had the life going, man. That's sick.
Well,
and you're still in it.
Hey, Joe, I got to tell you, we were at the River Rave this year in Boston.
Yeah.
You guys just, you rocked, man. There was a lot of young bands around, and you showed them what it was all about.
Well, it's great to be able to play on a bill like that and still be accepted and you know, people acknowledge that, you know, especially when we can turn around and do a show like with Britney Spears and NSYNC and, you know, on the one hand, I'm in the studio with you know, working on Mick Jagger's record, and then the next week I'm on out in the desert with Nelly working on a video. It's right. It's just, I couldn't ask for more.
Yeah, you're on Mick Jagger's latest CD, man.
Yeah.
Solo effort. So
yeah.
You guys got to sit back and think, how the hell did we do this? You know, there's so many bands that have been around for a while, but don't still have the popularity you guys got. And I know it had to have gone through your head and go, how come so many others have just dropped to the wayside and we're still around?
Well, I think a big part of it is just what you said. You know, it's like you look at some of these acts, you know, and we're not afraid to go in and stand toe to toe with them. You know,
yeah.
I think it's all part of it. It's all music, and the fans like what they like, and they're the ones that tell us what to do. And I mean, that sounds like a cliche, but that's what it's all about. And you know, when you, like, say we did something like the Super Bowl, and the guys in NSYNC are there, and they're all pro, and they put on a good show, and they do what they do, and the fans like them, and there we are standing next to them. So it all works out.
We goofed on that pretty good, Joe. We got you guys on stage with NSYNC and Britney Spears, but you made it work.
Well,
what the hell, man?
That was all part of it. We keep our ears and eyes open all the time, and you just got to keep trying new things. You guys know, you're from Boston. You've kind of you probably get one more level of gossip than the rest of the world gets. So
yeah. True. That's true. Hey, how hot is Britney Spears in person?
Well, you know, she's a pro, and she's, you know, I've met her a few times, and she's a great kid, you know. She's
Kid, yeah.
But that's it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, she's as old as some of my kids, so.
Right, right. You guys still, too. I saw you at Jones Beach when you were here in New York, and you still got the balls. Steven hasn't lost a thing vocally. And I think that's contributed to how long you guys have been around, too. You haven't lost anything. It's such a disappointment when you see a band that was a favorite years ago, and you see them recently, and it's just a big disappointment because it's just not there musically and vocally and on the stage. But I got to say, you know, I'm kissing your ass a little here, Joe, but the band still rocks.
Well, thanks.
It sounds great.
It's, I mean, I still love music. I still love loud electric guitars. So that's, to me, it's no surprise. But Steven, I think his voice is stronger than it's ever been. And
yeah.
That's just a freak of nature, I'll tell you.
It really is, because you sit there and watch him and go, there's no way this guy who's been in this business this long can still hit that note. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah, have you heard Robert Plant lately?
I know. That's a prime example of somebody, you know, who didn't love Led Zeppelin. And then, you know, years go on, and you just, I don't know if it's luck or what. It couldn't have been good health habits.
Well, no. And, you know, I mean, like an easy night for him is he'll leave the cigar bar at 2 in the morning instead of staying until 4. So he's got some formula going on. I don't know what it is, but it works.
Yes, it works, man. Great. Hey, Joe, I got to say it. And I have been doing radio a long time now. We're up to about 7 or 8 years. And one of our highlights is when you guys, the whole band hanging out with us in Boston, just playing records.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah, they brought their private collections and just was playing them, talking about the artists.
Jamming Muddy Waters and all sorts of fun stuff.
That was great.
If you guys are, you know, get to New York soon, you got to stop by and hang with us because we love you guys.
Well, we'll hook up. We are doing a show there at Madison Square Garden coming up in the next month, I think. And we'll see you guys. You know, it's great. I'm really happy to see the success you guys are having. And I was just reading the list of all the places you go out to, and it's great.
Yeah, we're
Can you believe we're now on in 15 cities?
That's awesome.
We first met when we were in Boston and did the mayor's prank. And then you guys called us when we first started in New York going, what the F did you guys do?
You killed Menino.
You were like, you were like an older brother going, guys, what the F, man? You're going to wreck your whole career. I mean, Aerosmith's giving us
a money. Aerosmith's going to tell us how not to F up.
Right.
Well, you guys set your own standards, you know, and, you know, you learn as you go.
Yeah, that's
so what's
sure.
the vibe in New York? Is everybody bearing up or what?
It's a little freaky. We're trying to move on, just like you said, but
it's a constant reminder just being here. You know, I think anywhere else in the country, aside from maybe Washington, you can walk around and for a little bit put it out of your head. But
right.
when you're in New York, New York City here, just being here is a constant reminder.
There's a cop on every corner now. The subways have a lot of Army guys. Penn Station, a lot of Army guys. No one's opening mail anymore. We got two people in biohazard suits, basically, in the mail room, opening up our mail with gas masks. We don't even know who they are. They're people we know. We've seen them around, but we don't know who's under the suits because...
kind of weird.
It's just very strange.
Well, you know, the first thing... I think that's important for people to realize is that for the rest of the world or the rest of the people in our country is that it isn't just a TV thing. I mean, there are people that I know from New Hampshire that have never been to New York. So it's really easy to underplay what happened because we're so used to seeing stuff on TV.
It's distant,
You know, when I had a chance to go down to the Pentagon about a week and a half after it happened, I took my family down there and my kids and my wife, you know, Billy and my kids and, because I thought it was important for them to see it as Americans, to see that it's real and it's happening, and that's why we're going through what we're going through. And it isn't just something that's happening on TV.
For so many years living in this country, all the sick stuff we've seen has been overseas, and you get it on the TV, and the distance takes away from the emotion of it and the reality of it.
Yeah.
So that's why us here in New York, it's a reminder you're here, you know. My commute home every night, I look where those towers used to be.
Right.
And see the lights of the workers there glowing through the rest of the buildings. And that's something that unless you're here, you really can't get from television. So
right. You can put it in perspective what is happening on TV, which a lot of America can't. And that's why I would encourage Americans to if they can make the pilgrimage to New York and see what's going on in Washington and make it real because it is real.
Yeah. Hey Joe.
Yeah.
You ever go on that Aerosmith roller coaster down there at Universal Studios?
Actually, I've been on it about 47 times.
That's some scary stuff, huh?
It's pretty good.
Why?
I pushied out.
Why?
Because I don't like roller coasters.
Isn't it just a roller coaster?
No, it's like
what
inside.
It
it's dark and there's loops and stuff. I don't like that.
Is it kind of like a updated Space Mountain?
Yeah, you're like, I'll go on Space Mountain because I know I'm not going to be turned upside down and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, that one looked a little sick. But you've been on it a lot of times. The kids like it and stuff.
Well, they do. My 9-year-old, he'll go on it about once a trip.
Yeah.
Just to try it. But my 15-year-old loves it. He goes, you know, he's ridden on it about 29 times.
I was curious to know, is there anyone in the band that wouldn't go on it?
No, everybody.
Everyone went on it?
Everybody's too into that.
All right, I got to go on it.
You ever think there'd be a roller coaster named after your band, man?
No, certainly not. But the toughest thing to swallow was that they put a Stratocaster up there instead of a Les Paul.
I know, yeah.
You know, but it was done before we were even asked. So it was, not to take away anything from Fenders. I love them. But, you know, I think that I have to hold a Les Paul a little closer to my heart. And
it's very cool.
You know,
hey, are you guys going to have, like, a pinball machine come out or cereal? Or,
yeah, we had the...
Or a coffin
video,
like Kiss? The
we had the
cards.
Video game a couple of years ago, but I don't know. I think it's a different time. Well, there's so many other things.
Joe, be careful, all right?
I mean,
the Kiss stuff is getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Well, they've always been like that.
I know, but they've taken to now you could get the Kiss coffin. You can be buried in the Kiss coffin.
Right. I know it. Well, you know, used to be a lunchbox, right?
Yeah, true. It all started with a lunchbox.
Very cool.
All right, Joe, we're going to let you go. We know you have a show and all that. Have fun in Washington on Sunday.
All right, we'll be there.
Tell the guys we said hi, man.
It's great to see you guys represent Boston and Worcester and the whole area and be out there. And your accents sound like home to me.
Cool, bro. Next time you're in New York, stop by and say hi.
All right, we will.
All right, thank you, Joe.
I'll see you.
All right, there he goes, Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Very cool.
Playing in Boston on the 4th of November.
Yeah.
Playing in Philly on November 8th. Playing in the city of New York on the 12th of November and New Jersey on the 15th of November.
Joe Perry sounds like Brian Regan. He can't speak badly about anybody.
Well, you know. Well, we knew we weren't going to get anything out of him on that. You know. But, hey, why don't we play the latest single from Just Push Play?
We could do that.
Record companies, are you listening? This is for 15 cities. 15 cities. 15 cities get exposure now.
Don't worry about what you hear from a little midget that might be a little angry when people come on our show.
The latest song from Just Push Play, this is Aerosmith, Sunshine, on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Opie.
You guys are Dodge.
And Anthony.
Wait 2 minutes, we'll say something really dumb.
Let's bring in the incest couch. You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show, Disturbed Down with the Sickness. If you're in the New York area, give us a call, man. 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, 866-277-4WOW. Including Cleveland today, Anthony.
Yes, Cleveland.
Seems like we got a little O&A Army building in Cleveland. It's good to see.
I like it. I like it.
Chicago, nothing happening. Nothing. They might as well turn off our radio show.
You know what I call Chicago right now? Chicago.
We're on, in, I don't know, 9-1. The ratings absolutely blow to the point that the company could save money by just running dead air and turning off the radio station and save money on the electricity.
Bastards. Come on.
I'm surprised because they're so motivated to have us in Chicago. They call us every day with ideas and...
Oh, there's support there. You could just tell that...
They're promoting us like crazy when we're not on the air. Just like Boston and Philly and New York does.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I get the PD of the Chicago station mixed up with Tim Sabian because they're just equally as passionate about this program.
Quite frankly, they call so many times, I get pissed off. Like, oh, not again.
Like, oh, come on.
Another call from Chicago.
Come on.
Let's just put it this way. I don't even know who the program director is of the station we're on in Chicago. Thanks for your support, Dick.
Who? Hey, Philly. Join the fun, Philly. Downtown bus terminal in Philly evacuated after a station employee found an unclaimed suitcase containing C4 explosives and 1,000 feet of blasting cord. There you go. No detonator in it or anything, but it's enough, about a third of a pound of C4 explosives, enough to level the station. So, Philly, join the fun. Join the fun of being terrified as a city.
Join the fun and hijinks. That is terrorism.
But, ha-ha, we have anthrax.
Jeez, man. But good news, you can iron your mail now.
I'm reading this. People say you can iron your mail.
Well, let me go to Kat. Kat, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, if I cut out, it's not my phone, it's my voice, okay?
All right.
Listen, there's an article in today's Daily News.
Yes, there is.
Where the Soviet germ warfare scientist who now is on our side says all you need to do is iron your mail with a steam iron and moist fabric and it'll kill any spores in the envelope.
All right.
He said this in front of Congress.
Who has time to iron their mail?
Well,
ow.
I mean, given the choice of anthrax or a little bit of ironing.
Well, Kat, let me explain something to you. I truly believe more people will die in the ensuing fires from them ironing their mail than ever would have died from anthrax by ironing your mail. You know what? The suspicious packages everyone talks about are those little, like, lumps of something in the envelope.
Right.
Usually you would probably be ironing something that will explode or melt or catch on fire kill you.
All right, well, here's another bit that might help.
Yeah.
All these hypochondriacs who are going to the doctor to get tested for anthrax, because they're like, oh, I'm going to go get swabbed. It's not a little cotton swab. It's a metal loop that goes up into the nasal cavity, and they have to take a little chunk of flesh to test.
So that may
cut down on some of the waiting time in the emergency rooms.
Keith the cop had this done. He said it's a big, giant cotton swab.
No.
And they stuck it far up his nose. Kat, I believe you might be spreading some type of rumor.
Me?
Yeah, I don't think they have to biopsy your nose.
I'll send you the link.
They do take a swab from your nose. I don't know about cutting flesh.
No. I'm not. It's not a big hunk. It's a metal loop, and they, like, take a deep scrape.
All right. And make sure you don't take take a crap on the 28th because the alligators are going to get you.
Right.
Hey, Opie, you sound really husky today.
I've been husky for like 2 days.
Hey, you sound hot. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Kat.
Bye.
Kat is spreading rumor thrax, we call it.
All right.
Iron your mail, people. How many people are just going to blow up in their houses and catch on fire, melt important stuff? There, you just melted your Visa card, you idiot.
Let's just bring our mail to the dry cleaners.
Yeah. Just put it in the dryer. I hear if you put your mail in the dryer with 5 dryer sheets,
this is the panic that has hit New York City. We got another cop on the line. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, O&A?
All right,
man.
I went to the operations unit. I work at one police plaza, and I had to go to the operations unit the other night.
Yeah.
I think it was Saturday night. They had 90 suspicious packages they were working at one time.
90 at one time. That's great.
And what was the outcome of all 90 packages?
Nonsense.
Nothing, right?
All of them, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And, you know, on an average day, you know, maybe you get 6 or 8, you know, suspicious packages. 90 at one time. This is like 8 o'clock at night.
People got to do a little of the policing on their own and a little of the sorting out on their own. If they feel it's really a threat, if you open a suspicious package, someone you don't know with something in there, then fine. You know, like they said, leave it alone. Don't touch it. But if you get a free sample of laundry detergent and there's powder in the box, it's laundry detergent.
And
you know what I mean?
You might as well talk to a wall, though, man.
I know. Blah, 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 blah.
A couple of years ago, they would have been snorting it.
We're paranoid by nature. We're hypochondriacs by nature. So this is perfect. Everyone is completely freaked.
Put your mail in toaster ovens and just plain toasters. Like a Pop-Tart.
Right. Hello. All right. Hey, thanks, Mike.
All right, boys. Be good.
Hang in there, man. It's tough times for you guys.
Thanks, bro.
All right.
Unbelievable. Bye-bye.
We got a lot of cops outside the studio. We got to let them in.
Yeah, let's bring them in, man.
If you're just tuning in, we had tickets to give away to the Yankee game, Game 4 and Game 5. We got these tickets last minute from Budweiser.
Yes.
So we told everyone to be cool, and we were going to give them away this way. Basically, we asked for the first cop to come down here, NYPD, and the first fireman to come down here, and we would give the tickets to those guys.
Yeah.
We have about, I don't know. Oh. All right. Not as many cops as there were out there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Few of them had to leave.
Few had to leave. We got 4.
Yeah, they're kind of busy. I probably went on an anthrax call. Jesus, guys. You having a tough time with the whole anthrax bull?
Yeah.
Yeah, lift that mic up for him, will you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's bogus call after bogus call.
Yeah, kind of got you running around, right?
Oh.
Jeez. But you guys are in the subway a lot, right?
Yep.
And people report suspicious stuff in the subway. It's the New York City subway system.
The entire subway system is suspicious.
Everything is suspicious.
You know,
I detected a urine-like smell. Please come down.
I mean, if it wasn't urine smelling, you'd be suspicious.
Right.
I mean, hell yeah. If I was on a clean train, I would be calling you guys. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, oh, my God. There must have been something on here. It's cleaned up.
Right.
Hey, there you go.
Busy. It's got to be some kind of odorless anthrax.
So are you guys Yankee fans?
Sure.
Looking to see the Yankees go the whole way, right?
It's the best time of year.
There you go.
Well, can you say your names? We have
Mike. Bobby.
All right.
Mike and Bobby.
Are you guys going to go to the game together? We only have one pair, unfortunately.
Haven't really even worked it out.
Yeah, we'll work that out.
We'll figure it out. All right. Well, you got tickets to game 4 at the stadium.
Yeah.
Cool. Great.
Thanks.
Huh?
They got game 5.
Oh, they got game 5?
First, right.
Hmm.
What if there isn't a game 5?
Suppose they sweep.
Yeah, really.
I know.
Thanks. You get to come back? How long we waited?
If they do sweep, we'll find something good for you.
Can we go on the Aerosmith roller coaster?
Yeah, we'll send down the Aerosmith roller coaster. That was too much of a pussy to go on.
I want to be in the first car, first seat.
All right, so they got tickets to game 5.
Yeah.
And then we asked for a fireman, and we got a fireman.
What do we got? You came down, and you had to get a couple of guys to bring you ID?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Fireman, yeah.
Because we were... Yeah, we were being a little leery, you know. You come down without ID, it's like, well, I got a shirt.
Yeah, you don't know.
I don't know how many people aren't walking around with fire department and NYPD shirts
these days. Yeah, you don't know. So we had to make sure. But where you work at?
23.
Yeah. You lose any guys?
That's cool.
Yeah, we lost the guys that were working that day.
Damn. Yeah. That blows.
Yeah, it's been tough.
I bet. Jeez. It's a good thing, though. People coming together, helping you guys out and stuff. So
coming by the place.
That's good.
Stomp by.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got tickets for you as well. Game 4.
Yeah.
That's on Sunday. All right.
Appreciate it.
Watch the Yanks kick some ass.
Yeah,
I like
it. We appreciate it.
As long as Oak's behind Seattle.
Well, you know, he won't say anything one way or another, but he is kind of just giving a little info out there. How he feels that Seattle is a very strong team.
Yeah, I respect Seattle.
There, he respects them. There you go. They've done a lot with what they have.
Run to
Lou Piniella is
run to your bookie.
Lou Piniella should win Coach of the Year, Anthony.
Oh my God! All right, that's all I want to hear.
He loses Rodriguez and Griffey, and look what he does.
Look at what he does,
huh? What'd you say?
Scott Muni really doesn't work here anymore?
No, Scott Muni is gone,
man.
Oh,
well.
Two for Tuesday.
Guys, enjoy the game, and, you know, what more can we say? Thanks. Thank you.
Guys are the best. We really appreciate it. Thanks for all the support you've given all of us.
No thank problem, you, man.
Thank you.
First time I felt safe. I walked down the hall, and there's like 10 NYPD guys. I'm like, cool, nothing's going to happen to me today.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there they go.
Going to the Yankee game.
There you go.
All right.
You want to blow out the Jimmy Walker stuff before we take a break? Have you heard this, Ben?
I just got to say
something.
I don't
think we've ever played this in New York, have we? Yeah.
I got to say something quick, too. You know, when you see the cops and the firemen and stuff, it's weird because especially on TV and the way it's been portrayed over there, they're called heroes, which they actually are. But then you realize that they're just regular guys. They like going out for a drink. They like... going to the game and stuff. So when you look at it like there's some kind of robots or something or superhero things, no, they've gone above and beyond and they are heroes. But it's more important that they are just, when you hang out with them, they're regular guys, man. And those are the guys that were out there and lost their lives and everything. And it's a shame. And you got to remember the human side of it, that they are just guys, man.
I had to ask the fireman if he lost any guys, and the look he gave me, he's like, oh.
It's like, of course, man.
We'll never forget.
But you'd like to think of them as just these robotic superheroes that walked into those buildings and were taking people out. But, you know, got families and friends, and they're they enjoy just hanging out. It's cool.
You know, it was cool the other night in Philly, and contrary to what Psycho Mark will try and tell you, when Keith got announced to the crowd, he got the loudest applause.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Even though Mark will tell you that he was the most popular person there.
Fox, I'm more important. They loved me.
We should give Psycho Mark like 10 minutes next time at the road show.
Yeah.
So he could eat it on the stage and see how it's like.
You don't know what you're talking about. I'm the funniest guy there. They love me. I could go down there and pack a place.
All right, let's get into the J.J. Walker.
Jimmy J.J. Walker. Had his own radio show in Nebraska, I think it was. A few years back. I think it was Nebraska. That was even the biggest kicker. It's like, what the hell is this guy doing in Nebraska?
How low can you go?
Yeah, JJ. JJ from
the
Good Times.
By the way, real fast, thank you, Budweiser, for giving us those Yankee tickets for the guys.
All right. So JJ was doing a show, and he doesn't like any reference to being JJ. He's Jimmy Walker. He was doing a very serious political talk show. We found out he was doing this. We'd call up and kind of ask him questions about the serious thing he was talking about, and then slam him with some Good Times questions. And he was trying to be all nice and light about it, but you could tell he was just getting steamed. Jimmy Walker. Here we go.
K-Car, Jimmy Walker, show your first name.
Greg.
Where are you calling from, Greg?
Nebraska.
Omaha?
Yep.
Okay, how old are you, Greg?
I'm 48.
We're just doing some demographic research. We'll get you as soon as we can, okay?
42 degrees, Norm Roberts, News Radio 1290 KCAR. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of 1290 KCAR or its advertisers.
Y'all ready for this?
Now, more Jimmy Walker on Husker Radio 1290 KCAR. Call Jimmy now at 342-1290. Toll free at 1-800-577-1290 or on your Alliance cellular phone, pound 1290. Now, Jimmy Walker.
Yeah, Jimmy J.J. Walker, K-Car, man. Hustle Radio 1290 in Omaha. Give me that hour. I will give you the power. Talking about gangs and the eradication of them, and I don't know why we are so delicate and gentle with these people. It's not necessary. God, just like termites or roaches, they should be eradicated. And we seem to really be concerned about rehabilitating roaches. I mean, imagine that. You know, getting roaches to be better roaches. My goodness. Wouldn't that be nice to have a good trained roach around the house? Could use one, man. Greg, you're on with Jimmy J.J. Walker. How you doing?
Hi, J.J.?
How you doing, buddy?
Hi, first-time caller. I love your show, though.
Go ahead.
I want to know, you're talking about gangs and all?
We got it right here.
Yeah, if JJ was in a gang, you think it would be a Blood or a Crip?
Oh, I don't think so. None of those things.
No? You...
Come on, I want to ask a follow-up question.
JJ was in a gang. You see how serious he sounds?
Oh, he gets so pissed.
We must eradicate the like cockroaches. Jimmy Walker, don't call him JJ.
We called him all day long. We got on about 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
We'll play one more clip here. Getting pranking JJ on his little talk show.
This is CNN Radio News.
Is hair loss affecting your self-confidence? I'm Brian Reichenberg, general manager at Kevis.
Hi,
I've
Brian.
I've been suffering from hair loss myself for over 20 years.
So what do you do, Brian? Do you flip it over the top?
And blown thousands of dollars.
Or do you use some of that spray stuff and spray it all over your scalp and make it look like a big spray-painted head?
I've had a healthy head of hair, and I've been follicly impaired.
That's what you think. Everyone around the office thinks they have a dead skunk on your head.
For over 1 year, Kevis has achieved a 90% success rate. Hundreds of thousands of men and women of all nationalities have used Kevis successfully.
Know what Kevis is?
Now that the U.S. patent has been approved, Kevis is available.
Kevis is a shampoo that has sperm in it.
For full details, call toll-free.
You're putting sperm on your head to bring your hair back, bro.
Kevis consultant
could comes in its own pump dispenser.
Call 1-888-604-HAIR.
Jimmy J.J. Walker on Husker Radio 1290 KCAR. Now, hear his brand of unconventional talk radio. You can call Jimmy now at 342-1290, 1-800-577-1290, or pound 1290 on your Alliance cellular phone. Now, Jimmy Walker.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
Jimmy J.J. Walker in Omaha. Husker Radio, 1290 K-Car, talking about it all. And we got people that want to talk to me and they want to talk to you. They got the hour. They want the power. You know I give it to them. You're on with Jimmy J.J. Walker. How you doing, Tony?
Jimmy.
How are you, sir?
Hey, it's great to hear the show. Finally a voice of reason that we could listen to on the radio.
Well, I think I'm reasonable. That's all. I just consider myself a logical right person.
Yeah, that's great because... I want to talk to you about the political correctness going on in Washington. That's what I think about all this gun control that's going on there. They're going after the innocent people.
Yeah, well, the innocent people are the people that have applied for guns legally.
Absolutely.
Done the whole deal. Like I said earlier, the horse is out of the barn. You know, I'm of a belief that I think we should abolish that, Brady and all that other stuff, because those who have guns are going to have them in terms of the illegal people.
Yeah.
Those of us, you know, who apply normally, I mean, we don't want to commit crimes. We want to follow the law, but it seems like they don't want us to do that.
That's exactly what I'm getting. You ever see Esther roll naked?
Thank you.
Hey, how's Rerun doing?
We did that all day
long,
man.
We just pounded him. We'd bait him with the real question, and then he'd just hang up on us when we get to the JJ thing.
All right, well, there's a little taste. We got about 8 more clips, but
why don't we take a break?
I know what we could do going to break, the famous Opie Loves Florida thing for the ONA archives.
Speaking of good times, yes.
Check this little ditty out. We'll be back.
You know, I stole the Playboy with Florida in it.
No way.
Florida.
No.
Yeah. Thelma.
James.
No.
James, Opie's looking at me, James. No. Look, I got that big pack of hot dogs stapled to the back of my neck. James, where's JJ?
Thelma.
You said Florida. Oh, everyone heard it. Opie had the hots for Florida when he was a kid. Come on, everyone heard it. Opie! Come here, give me some love. Little brown sugar, Opie! James!
That was only until Wheezy came along.
All right.
The beauty that was Wheezy.
All right.
Oh, if only I could be George Jefferson. I'll move you on up.
Now you've gone too far, man.
You said it, man. Yeah, how about that Aunt Esther, Opie?
Shut up.
Come here, heathen. I could never squeeze out syrup out of that Aunt Jemima bottle without thinking, wow, what a hot babe. Yeah.
I'd lose my syrup.
Oh, man. Well, you heard it here, folks. Opie, hots for Florida from Good Times. Stole the Playboy. That Playboy I never saw, but I guess it's in Opie's personal collection. The one with Florida.
James, I'm naked in Playboy.
All right.
Son of a... James! Now, JJ, I have company this evening. Opie's coming over.
After James got killed, remember that?
Yeah.
She would have liked a guy like you.
Shut up.
You'd have fit good in the projects.
You'd have to suffer the scrutiny of Michael, the younger brother.
Yes, yes. Remember how angry he was.
Right.
I don't think Opie would have cut the mustard. With
Michael.
His hair and everything.
Mama, why are you dating that white boy? He's very nice. Now, come on. Let Mama go out with Opie. James! Mama, he's the devil.
Well, he sure is the devil in bed.
Wait till I tell Walona what he did to me. You know, of course he can't stack up to James where it counts.
You know, this picking on someone is not that fun after all. I always thought it was fun to pick on people.
Oh, it's a blast. Come on this side.
You guys have deteriorated to beyond belief right now.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Thank you. And we're back with the O&A Show. If you're in the New York area, 877-692-1027. Very busy day today, Ann.
Hell yeah. Look at who we got on the phone right now.
We have Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid's on the phone.
Now, what is he, doing a gig tonight with his band?
Yeah, Hogs and Heifers. He's going to be performing down there at 1st and 95th, right here in New York City. I guess he's got a band, so he's going to be performing with the band.
Every actor has a band now.
It's like the hip thing to do. Just don't say it's 30-odd foot of grunts.
You know what? You got to start this interview talking like Mickey Rooney from the movie Bill.
Dennis Quaid was in one of my favorite movies of all time, Bill, with Mickey Rooney as the retarded older gentleman. And Dennis Quaid was Barry Morrow.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Dennis Quaid.
Let's talk to him. Get him on. There he is. Pull him up.
Take him off hold.
Hang up.
There we go.
Yep.
Hello, is this Barry Moore? Barry Morrow. Hi, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Okay, get a hold of yourself now.
I got good hair and good teeth. I'm not a crack-minded old man.
Okay, Mickey, get a hold of yourself.
I'm looking for Barry Morrow, 935-682-251839.
Yeah. Well, you're good. You got the part.
You got to do the chicken.
Oh, boy, yeah. Chicken. Oh, I love chicken. Now, Bill, remember your ulcer. No, I'm fine. I love chicken.
And then Dennis has to go chase him into the corner of the kitchen. Dennis, one of my favorite movies of all times is Bill with you and Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
It was a movie, I mean, you were just early into your career.
Yeah.
And
I had an experience working with Mickey, too.
Rooney, how was that?
He's a legend. Oh, I got stories.
I bet.
You haven't got a long enough radio show.
Oh, yeah, we do. I got
to tell you, I had a girlfriend punch me in the face because of that movie. It was a TV movie. It had just come out, and I'm over her house. We're sitting watching it, and she's crying. She's crying at Mickey's performance. And I start laughing my ass off. She called me an insensitive prick and punched me in the face. Yeah, well, you got to admit, that was some funny stuff, though, when he's running around. I'm looking for my sister. She lived on Florida Street. And she chases the old lady. No! It's not me. I'm not your sister. Please, hey, buddy.
Come on.
Classic.
Dennis, you got to admit, no one else has ever brought up Bill to you.
No, I got to tell you, I'm really impressed.
Usually they talk about Jaws 3D, Great Balls of Fire, Inner Space, Traffic, right. Any Given Sunday.
Come on.
Hey, by the way, thanks for helping wreck the Jaws series. We greatly appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Jaws 1. Unbelievable. Jaws 2, okay. Jaws 3.
It was 3D, though, which was kind of cool.
Oh.
My 9-year-old's favorite movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
And Frequency was great.
I love
Frequency. I got to tell you, that was a really good movie.
Didn't do much in the
fact,
trailers, right?
We used the Great Jones Firehouse down near the Bowery, and those guys lost 10 guys the other day.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys we were working with.
So now you got a band?
Yeah, we're called the Sharks.
The Sharks.
Yeah.
And what kind of music you do?
We play rock and roll, blues, country, a little jazz.
You're at
everything.
Hogs and Heifers tonight.
Do you
sing, Dennis?
You'll make up your mind about that, I guess, won't you?
Well, now you sang in Great Balls of Fire.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so you got a voice.
Oh, that's true.
I've written some songs for some films and things like that. I've been doing this, you know, since I was 12. So
yeah.
Dennis, if you're hanging out at Hogs and Heifers tonight, I'm looking forward to the drunken pictures of you in the paper tomorrow.
My God, they nail you every time. I don't know why you go down there. They nail you in the post the next day every time.
Not every time. You don't know about the other time.
Oh, is it? Yeah, maybe. You got that right. It's only the pictures I've seen, but it's so funny. You open up and there's Dennis. His eyes are going, I don't know which way. He's on top of the bar. He's dancing. There's a nude girl next to him. Fabulous, the life.
What was I going to do? Be a spoil sport?
Hell no, man. Party.
Coming out party. It's a raucous place. And it'll be a good time for anybody who comes down. We'll guarantee you that.
Who else has gone down there, Ben, and gotten into trouble? Harrison Ford. You see him down there?
Harrison Ford.
No.
I think he likes
that.
No,
we were on different shifts.
Last time I saw Harrison Ford's picture as he left Hogs and Heifers, it was in the back seat of a car, two girls just on top of him, and he was in the paper again a couple of days later announcing his divorce. So, I don't know, Hogs and Heifers is like, that's a party
place. I announced
my
divorce before I went down there. So.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, not good, I'm sure.
For what it's worth.
Yeah, you guys were together for a while, and that was kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
Will you punch Russell Crowe in the face the next time you see him?
You want to punch Russell in the
face? No comment.
Yeah, that son of a bitch. Can he leave some girls for other people, for God's sake? The guy's riding high and everything, I understand, but Jesus Christ. How about backing off for a second? You want me to go back to Bill, Dennis?
You were doing well there for a while.
Oh, boy, I hate Russell Crowe too, Barry. Oh, man. What a blast.
Tickets available at the door tonight for $20. You're also shooting a movie in the city?
Yeah, I'm doing a movie with Todd Haynes and Julianne Moore called Far From Heaven. And I think we're the only film actually shooting in New York right now.
Yeah, they're bringing it back. Nice.
They just started that up again because they canceled all the shoots for a while.
Have you been down to Ground Zero?
Yeah, I went down there. In fact, I was down there today.
Yeah, what do you think?
Really something else.
Isn't it?
Everyone says that TV just doesn't do it justice.
Well, it's a lot bigger, and of course the smell of it is not on television, and the people down there, I can't believe what huge hearts everyone has, and it hits you in a way. In fact, we're gonna pass the jug around tonight for the Great Jones Firehouse for the orphans and widows down there for everybody, but beyond that, we're just gonna have a really good time.
Yeah. That's
come on
great,
down.
Man. Hell yeah. We'd love
it. The Hogs and Heifers that's uptown, not downtown. The one that's on 95th and 1st.
Yeah, 1st Avenue, 95th.
Yeah.
I'll be down there, Barry.
Okay.
All right, Dennis.
Hey, wait. I got to ask you real fast. You flew with the Blue Angels?
Yeah, a couple of times.
How was that?
Well, one time, I'm a pilot, so I got to fly it. That was something else. And the second time, I was sitting back seat during a practice show, and I felt really great for about 40 minutes, and then I really just wanted to puke or just have him just take the plane right into the ground, because that was it.
Did you get an interest in that from doing the right stuff, or?
Yeah, that's when I started flying. Yeah.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
That was another just great movie, man.
Yeah, that was a cool movie. It was the time of my life.
And then you decided to start flying.
Yeah.
You have a jet license?
Yeah, Flight Citation Jets.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What a life.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll be your co-pilot.
Okay, Bill.
All right, man.
We'll go to Florida Street.
We talk about that movie all the time on this radio show. We can't get enough of it. So, all right. Well, Dan, we know you got to get ready. Your guitar player's been listening in. He wanted to hear. Wait, let me see what he's
all about. Jamie James?
You know? Jamie.
Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie James. Yeah, I'm here listening.
Yeah.
Jamie. Yeah. What are you doing? I'm just making sure you guys ask all the right questions. Otherwise, I have to come down there and kick your ass.
Jamie, you've been in bands how many years?
I've been playing. I got my first electric guitar in 1966.
And Dennis is
the best guy I've ever played with.
That's cool, man.
Good radio.
Using the S word on the air. Very nice, Jamie.
Thank you, you rock star.
We can see both of you guys tonight. Hogs and Heifers, First Avenue, 95th.
I want to ask Jamie if we asked all the right questions, did we?
You guys aced it, man.
We kind of tiptoed around the Meg Ryan thing, you know.
You guys aced it.
All right.
Tiptoed, all right. Hey, Jamie.
You got dirt all over your pants legs, huh?
Jamie, you ever see Bill with Mickey Rooney?
He's here with me now. he travels with us.
It's a great movie. I would suggest everyone rent it.
You know what I would suggest? Cause, seriously, like Ann said, Frequency was unbelievable.
Great movie, yeah.
That last scene, man, teary eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Playing softball was like, wow, blew me away.
Yeah. Hey, I want you to remember one thing about Mickey Rooney, though.
Yeah.
He was married to Ava Gardner.
Yeah. That's
all
true.
Right.
The guy was like the hot shot of Hollywood for many years, man.
I used to bust a nut 24/7, baby. I got more ass than Russell Crowe. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Dennis Barry.
I think Mickey Rooney's so old now, he went down in his own toupee.
Oh, God, would you stop? All right, guys. I don't want to keep you any longer. Say anything that would put off another interview at some other point. So, Dennis, thanks a lot. Good luck tonight. And,
Jamie, right, guys.
Have fun, man.
Thanks guys. There.
Thanks
take
for being
easy.
A good sport, man. There
sure.
He is. Dennis Quaid and his drummer, Jamie.
Jamie James.
Guitar player.
Sorry, guitar player.
There you go. We get Hogs and Heifers.
Tonight, First Avenue and 95th Street. Tickets available at the door.
Humor.
$20.
Oh, boy.
Dennis Quaid and the Sharks.
I'm gonna go tonight. I gotta see Barry to singing.
He lost his mind when I started doing Phil. You know, I love being able to pull something out that you just damn well know no one talks to him about.
Bill.
You know, a lot of fun.
You ever think you'd see the day you get to talk to Dennis Quaid about Bill?
Dude, I've been doing that since 1981. So yeah, finally, it's been fun.
Hey, Rob, what's up?
Yeah, dude, that J.J. Walker into that whole area, man, was the funniest half hour of radio I think I've heard.
We love it,
J.J. It's actually the last time in the summertime when you did the Bill thing, dude.
Oh, boy.
Cool.
That was some excellent, excellent S, man. That was great.
Well, we had fun with that.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Very good. Peace.
Thank you.
You see how he just clamped up at the background.
Hey, I'll go back to Bill there, Dennis.
He handled it well.
It's our first movie star, I think.
You know something? As far as a movie star of that caliber, I think so. You know, I don't think we've had really. Who else have we had?
No, Rick. I said movie star. Jay Moore doesn't count.
Oh, now it's mine.
I'm looking at a clip of Brother Joe from the Roadshow from Philly.
Yeah,
and he's dressed up as Shecky Bin Laden.
Yeah.
And Ant's about ready to hit the stage with the paint gun and completely destroy your brother.
I came out in camis with a very high-powered paint gun and just raked him. Here I go. I was stalking him.
Oh, my
commando
God.
Fashion.
Someone got some great video clips of the Roadshow. This is Jeff stuff. Jeff from FoundryMusic.com.
Good stuff.
I'm telling you, man.
There I go.
Wow. Holy crap.
Look, I'm just chewing him up. He falls down because it's hurting him so bad, and I just keep shooting him. Oh, that had to hurt. I got closer. He's running away. That hurt him.
Dude, you're hitting him point blank with a paint gun.
That's for hitting me when I was 8.
And then their aunt walks off stage, and the crowd is going nuts, and Psycho Mark is just losing his S at the end of the clip, going gack, gack, gack.
That clip and more on the web. Where can people go for that? FoundryMusic.com or... OpieandAnthony.com.
Yeah, OpieandAnthony.com has a link right to Foundry Music. I'm telling you, there's like 30 clips up, and you can see what you saw if you were there, or you can see what you missed.
On Florida Street. No.
But the website's getting pounded, I just got to say real fast, Dan. So, you know, check it out later on this weekend. You'll get to see some really good stuff. The stalker Patty getting drenched by beer is, well, I don't know. That clip I just saw was really good, too.
Make a left. Remember that when he gets in Barry's car? He gets in Barry's car, Mickey Rooney there and Dennis Quaid, and he goes, I want to go to my sister's. So he's telling Barry, he goes, go, okay, make a right, make a left. He doesn't know where he's going. He's just telling him, turn at the corner. And then he sees a woman walking down the street. He goes, there's Sarah, my sister Sarah. And he starts chasing her down the street. He goes, Sarah! It's just this little nut job Mickey with the toupee on his head and rotten teeth chasing this woman. The woman turns around and goes, I am not Sarah. My name is Ida. I am Ida. Get away. I have no money. Get Dennis back on the phone. We're going to mess with him some more. Ah, what a lot of fun, man. Dennis Quaid, who knew? Oh, we did interview Joe Pesci. That's right. That's a big star.
That's right. You know,
because he was singing.
Holy ass. Get to Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
You know, because in the latest Stuff magazine, they talk about how horrible that CD was that he put out.
Awful.
It's on my desk. Could someone run and get that really fast?
It was some kind of Goodfellas wise guy.
It's left of my keyboard.
He was singing like, Italian mob songs. What was it? Cousin Vinny?
Cousin Vinny rap song.
Rap song. Awful. That's what we got. It's the bitches that'll get yous. It's the bitches that'll get yous.
You want to know how pathetic this radio station was at the time? When we would go out to promotional events, Roger thought it was a great idea to hand those CDs out. So we would hand out those CDs. I remember one night we got them people were just hucking them
back. Of course they're going to throw them back.
But it was a good promotional idea.
Opie handled the interview with Joe Pesci, and I must say, I was in fear for Opie's life for days after.
It's definitely a cringe moment.
You're jerking Pesci around bad, man.
As Earl would say, baby evil. Evil.
It's the bitches that are bitches.
Mike Gett from Jersey, listen to this one. What about your Russell Crowe interview? Wasn't that classic? God, you guys don't miss a beat ever.
Wow.
You sure Dan from Hoboken didn't change his name? Because that's something Dan would have picked up on.
What movie was Bill in? It was called Bill.
Yeah.
It was just Bill. There was a sequel. Don't get it confused. It was called Bill on His Own, and it wasn't as good. It sucked. The original Bill.
Oh, the movie is horrendous.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't supposed to be funny. But if you have a twisted sense of humor, you definitely will laugh.
It's Mickey Rooney's interpretation of an old retarded gentleman that just kills me. And Dennis Quaid is the young filmmaker who decides he's going to do a documentary on this guy. And it's hysterical. When he takes him back to the loony bin that he used to be at to film him there, and he starts freaking out in the hallways because he thinks he's going to leave him there. Buddy, I thought you were leaving me. He's wore that wig on his head. He had the rotten teeth, and he's playing the harmonica. And all I can think of is how much that must stink.
Hey, Nat, what's up?
One of them.
Yo, what's up? Oh, Anthony, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Yo, let me tell you guys something. This is probably, I've been listening since you guys first came on in New York.
Nice.
This is probably the best show I've heard in years, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe because we had a good night's sleep last night, huh?
Nah, it's that Mickey Rooney, man. You're killing me.
We love Mickey.
You're killing me. The weed is making my heart race fast. It's...
By the way, guys, thanks for giving us a break and not noticing that we bailed on our own radio show yesterday. You asses.
We punched out.
We guys
pulled
suck.
The damn cord and punched out of our show.
We punched
yesterday.
Out at 6:30. The email went nuts.
Where'd you go?
Best was how the bit began. Hold on. Yeah, hey, guys, I was... Spinal Tap last night.
I know.
When we were in Philly.
We picked the worst bit.
We could have probably picked something and most people would have thought we were still here.
It's because we were out of it, gone.
The abuse you guys gave us. We were done. We were burnt.
During spots, I couldn't even sit here without yawning. I swear, it was every 2 seconds I was yawning. Hey, how you doing with the drugs, Dan?
Now, yo.
How you doing with the dope?
Yo, I'm straight. Yo.
All right, now, we got to let you go, right?
Hey, wait, can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
I got the cover of the Demented World in front of me right now.
Yeah.
Yo, Ope, what's up with the dreadlocks, man?
You like the dreadlocks?
Ope's putting the dreads, man.
Anthony with the afro.
I got the big poodle.
The Haywood Nelson afro. Yo, you guys take care, man.
All right, man.
This guy's claiming to be Joe Pesci. Joe.
Alan, you want to keep me on hold here?
Joe, how you doing, man?
You still having fun with the CD, I see, huh?
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with it. What's the matter? You know, we
I thought we talked before and everything was squared away.
We played the CD, and we still play It's the Bitches That'll Get Yous.
What's the mockery about?
It's just... Look, it was Opie, first of all. That
he'll be throwing stuff back and forth, who's who. You
can... Hey, wait. Joe, you can't curse. We're, Joe.
Yeah?
Don't curse. Don't you have a mini-week commercial?
That's what I got you. Me and you know Parker at the Parkers, I suck.
You had me for a second.
That's it.
You do a very good Pesci, but it sounds like a mini-wheat.
Damn it.
If I haven't heard that mini-wheat, seen that mini-wheat commercial a million times, then right. Anybody got me, man.
Damn it.
It's the voice of the... Are you the sugary side?
I just lost a bet with my old man. I was betting him $100. I could fool you.
Norris, are you the sugary side?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's the sugary side of the mini-wheat in the mini-wheat commercial.
Who's the non-sugary side?
Who's the non-sugary side?
Believe it or not, it's a guy from London.
Really?
Yeah, he's from Paris. That's his real voice. He's
how
like 52
about that?
Years old.
Yeah.
Damn, I thought I could get you.
You do a great Pesci.
Is it better than Jay Moore's Pesci?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, you're...
I'll crack that little freaking go guy right in his freaking mouth, okay?
No, your Pesci's really good, bro.
How you guys been, all right?
Yeah, come in and see us.
Yeah, I'll come up next week.
We're slowly but surely getting back to normal.
Yeah, we're trying to on this end. It's been tough with what's been going on. But...
Don't ever forget, my friend.
All right, buddy.
All right, come see us.
All right, thank you.
Cool. Bye. All right, listen, we got to take a break. We'll find the Joe Pesci thing. It is classic.
It's the Bitches That'll Get Yous.
He wanted to promote the CD. Here it is. Vincent LaGuardia Gambini sings just for you.
Okay, buddy. Buddy!
When he pulled up after he hadn't seen him for a while. Hey! Hey! He looks in his face like he wants to give him a bead, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Hey. Stay there.
Obie and Anthony.
I can't stomach them.
We can't let these people reproduce.
Obviously, no class.
In the toilet. They'll never work in this town again.
Disgusting.
How do they let this on the air?
We suck. Everyone hates us.
Child.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Getting the Joe Pesci thing together here. Erica, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
You tell us.
I was just thinking, instead of Boob-O-Lantern,
yeah.
You should be calling that Rack-O-Lantern.
Rack-O-Lantern?
Rack-O-Lantern. Yeah. Like Jack-O-Lantern.
Jack, Rack, Jack, Rack. Yeah. Doesn't matter, does it?
I thought it was more clever.
Name?
What's up?
What's in a name?
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever.
All right,
don't boo by any other name.
Are you coming down?
So good.
When is it and where is it?
Well, here's the deal. If you're just tuning in, Boobo Lantern is a go. Next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're asking the ladies to come down that have breast implants. Very important that you have breast implants for this contest.
Mm.
We personally love the natural boobs, but what we want to do doesn't work as well with the natural boobs, okay?
I gotcha.
All right, so we're looking for girls with breast implants. They got to come down Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're going to take a before picture and an after picture. The before picture is you and your loveliness. The after picture is with all the lights out. And two flashlights under your boobs. What's going to happen is the breast implants light up like pumpkins that you see on the front porches.
And then you see all the redness of the various blood vessels in the breast. That kind of gives it a nice little orange tinge to it.
Okay.
Matter of fact, we got an example of what the Boobo Lantern will look like on opieandanthony.com.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Also, we got all the rules and the details for the Boobo Lantern contest, all right?
Yep.
But basically, the ladies come down Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Open invite. You don't have to call and say you're coming. Just show up with your implants, okay?
Yeah, I gotcha.
And you do it between 3 and 7 while we're on the air. We take some pictures of you, and everyone will check you out on the website. You'll become a star.
Blah, okay.
Blah, blah, blah. So... All right?
Cool, guys.
Okay.
Thanks.
And a little twist to this contest. We happen to be broadcasting live in Boston October 29th and 30th, which is a Monday and Tuesday. So on those 2 days when we're in Boston, we're encouraging the Boston ladies with the implants to come down to the BCN studios. Yeah. And we'll do the Boobo Lantern up there as well.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll put everybody on the website. We got a great prize. Still to be determined, but we've been doing pretty well with that lately.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Ben's laughing, but you know we've gotten better. Remember when all we had was the Darth Vader coffee mug? Come on. We've stepped it up a bit. Darth Vader coffee mug in the prize closet. Thank you. People are arguing over retard movies.
Oh, yeah?
I could settle it right now. Bill is better than any other retard movie. Then a close second place
is the
Other Sister.
Okay.
With the always fun and always retarded Giovanni Ribisi, who plays a retard in every movie whether he wants to or not. And then, as Andy says, Sean Cassidy and Linda Pearl in Normal People or whatever the hell that was called. Great retard movie. We should have a retard movie film festival.
Not a bad idea.
Rent them all for a weekend.
Not a bad idea.
Troy, what's up?
Hey, man, I drive a truck in the D.C. area.
Yeah.
And, man, I listen to the JFK all day long, man, and you guys are a great addition.
Oh, thanks.
And I've never brought radio into my house before, man, but I live all the way down in southern Maryland, and I got me a little antenna constructed, and I get you guys. I listen to you in the house, man. I bring you home with me.
Well, cool, man.
Can you spread the word down there in D.C.?
All right, I am, man. The guys at work, I got me a big old wow spray painted on the back of my truck, and haven't been
wow.
hit yet, but
all right, because
it's a matter of time.
We certainly could use the help in Washington.
Yeah, man. I hope you get down here.
After they made the switch and moved Dynamite to middays.
Hey, you know, Don when... Geronimo became the program director, I think, there, right? I think it was a great move for it's going to happen for you guys. I don't understand it.
Hopefully.
Dude, you know, I don't want to piss off Don, but it's just a title, all right?
Opie's got the same title
up
here.
I get the same title up here, which means I get to go to lunch with Sue.
But that wasn't his
while.
That wasn't his idea, eh?
All right. Thank you, Troy.
Hey, thank you, dude.
All right. But I must say, that is a ridiculous little title to have. I was offered a title. But I couldn't think one up.
No, they were.
That's
gonna,
how important it was.
They were going to give you some kind of computer game.
Head of computer game
right.
research. Fascinating.
Anyway, we need the help in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
After they made the brilliant move of taking the number one radio show out of afternoon drive and moving it to middays,
mm-hmm.
Pretty much everyone has fled.
This program is very good at patching the hole on the sinking ship and pumping the water out and letting it float once again. All we do to ships that are beautiful and floating nicely is put big holes in the side.
Yeah.
It's just the opposite. We really, we love coming into stations that are doing, lousy.
Well, they fled. So we have to rebuild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they fled to the point where Ken was busy the last 2 days in front of his little laptop trying to make sense of the ratings in Washington because the big boss, you know, the big boss.
You mean Lou?
Was calling him going, what the F did you do?
Mm-hmm.
Look what you did.
Look what you did to my station.
So now he's working the numbers to try to make it look like something is actually happening for us in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Too funny.
All right. Oh, Stacy's got something real quick. If we could go to line 10. Something about the Bill movie again. Stacy?
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
You're missing the great way Bill used to introduce himself.
How?
My name is William Bill for short.
Bill for short. Bill for short. I thought she meant the way he met Barry. He was working at that party in the kitchen scrubbing something, and he goes, my boss is going to kick me in the head if I don't clean up. All right, Stacy.
You guys suck.
All right, thank you. Love retard movies. Let's move on to Paul. Paul, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
You know there's a, like, blurb and a picture of you guys in the new penthouse?
Really?
Really?
Yes. Yeah, it's like you guys did the pet of the year thing, right?
Oh, we were like the masters of ceremony.
Oh, yeah, were we?
That's the picture. It's like a little blur, but you know what they do? I thought you knew the people over there. They call you shock jocks.
Ah, shock.
There's a picture of you and Ant on stage, and you have this bad jacket on, with the microphone, and then Ant has the microphone, and, of course, a beer.
Wait, I have a bad jacket on?
Yeah, it looks like a bad jacket, dude.
Trying to think what I was wearing.
I don't remember.
Hey, listen. Anyway, if you got a chance, could you play that thing when the BBC called you guys?
Wow, Ben was just talking about that today in the back office.
Really?
A lot of other cities that didn't hear that. That was awesome when Kevin and Stinky were supposed to be you guys.
Yeah, we had them take our place.
Ooh,
with Stinky doing the dice impression. That
real quick, Ann, I got a George trivia question for you.
All right.
What kind of beer was Quint drinking Oof. When, remember, he looks at Dreyfus and he chugs the beer, he crushes the can, and Dreyfus yeah. drinks the coffee, crushes the cup.
Was it Rheingold?
No.
What was it?
Nyla Gonsett!
Oh, okay.
This beer from Boston, wherever the hell it is.
Cool. Thank God I have some part of a life.
Cool. Oh, come on, dude. You probably know more about the movie than I do.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
Later, man.
Bye. Okay, so we got the Joe Pesci thing. I don't know how we got here, but we did. This is what this show does. We get to weird places.
The bitches out of kitchens.
In the latest issue of FHM magazine, I thought it was stuff.
Uh-oh.
They're all the same.
They really are.
Shock magazine. They all like to think they're doing something, you know, different than the other ones. But FHM, Stuff, Maxim, mm-hmm. Details to a certain extent, they're all the same magazine now.
Yeah.
They took Mark Golan's idea.
Mark Golan.
And now everyone's doing it. Anyway, Traces of Genius has a little blurb here. It says, each month, FHM shines a spotlight on one of the worst ideas in the history of mankind. Kudos to Joe Pesci. Who else would have dreamed of recording a concept album tied to a mediocre movie a mere 6 years after it appeared in theaters? Released in 98, Vincent LaGuardia Gambini sings Just For You is something of an enigma. On it, Pesci revives his character from My Cousin Vinny, then sings a series of off-tune, off-color songs, including a ditty about murdering his girlfriend and her family.
What song is that?
What is that one? He even raps. Some would describe the 14-track collection as edgy. They would be in the minority and stupid. Offensive seems a much better description. Still, Pesci thought the album was so important that he recorded the track Yo Cousin Vinny in English, Italian, and Spanish so it could be enjoyed by people around the world.
Great.
Well, when this thing did come out about 3 years ago, 98, we had a little interview with Joe Pesci.
Yes.
And this is Cringe Radio. At its best. Is this Joe?
Yes, this is Joe.
Joe.
Who am I talking to, Opie or Anthony?
Both of us.
Actually, yeah.
What, you guys talk from the same neck?
Pretty much there.
Connected like Siamese twins.
So, Mr. Pesci, I got your CD in front of me.
How do you like it? Looks great anyway.
It looks good.
I saw the commercials for it this morning. I'm laying in bed. I see commercials for this thing. I'm like, what the hell is this? What is Joe Pesci doing?
Well,
what's this all about?
Well, I just, you know, Tommy Mottola and I from Sony decided, we talked a long time ago about doing this. We thought it might be fun to hear a guy from the neighborhood sing all different type of songs, you know? So I did it as Cousin Vinny and did it with a Brooklyn accent so we could have some fun with it. And we did little parodies on some songs that people know, you know.
Would you guys shake down some drug dealers for this cash to put this together?
No.
You and Mottola?
I don't know what to think of this, to be honest with you.
Well, you have to play it and listen to it. What do you mean you don't know?
All right, we could do that. What song do you suggest we play?
Well, I think Yo Cousin Vinny would be good.
Excuse Opie, Joe. He's not a, you know, paisan.
No.
Uh-oh.
He might not understand.
You'd be shoving me in the back of a car, I think.
Well, you can play Wise Guy, too, the rap thing, if you like it.
And we like to...
Joe Pesci rapping?
That's it. I wrote a thing called Wise Guy.
Can you do a little rap for us on the phone?
No, I could. You don't know how hard that is. Those guys are really good. I didn't know how hard that was.
Yeah, a little white Italian guy can't rap like a black guy.
No, I did it as a white guy.
All right, wait. I got to hear Joe Pesci rapping. This is Wise Guy off Joe Pesci's new CD. Check it out.
It's a bitches that it gets you. It's a bitches that it gets you. It's a bitches that it gets you. Hey, hey, beat out my ass. Treat all my bras like trash. You'll catch a blast if you move too fast. I talk with class, you don't have to ask. Getting everything by flashing cash. Fighting and stealing, don't kill without feeling. So I went in casinos before they start dealing. All about respect and intellect. Only mess with the women that pick up the check. Two supermodels, one on each arm. One chick's brunette, the other was blonde. I heard their fathers had stocks and bonds. So I f***ed them up and left them floating in a pond. Custom made clothes from head to toe.
So do you expect to sell any of these things?
What do you mean, do I expect to sell any? What do you think I'm going to do, pay for my house with them? Or tile my bathroom because of the little plastic squares?
He's going to whack you, Opie.
Listen, you're going to like it. You'll have some fun with it.
Well, yeah. Can I use it, like, for a beer coaster, maybe?
I don't know. I think you should try to play it first.
Okay.
He's getting mad. I'm trying to get you mad. I want to hear the Pesci that we all know and love.
He's going to curse.
Do you have your bleeper in your hand?
Yeah, I do. Go for it.
No, I don't want to do that. Come on.
I'm the fastest bleeper in the world, actually.
Get the f*** out of here.
I hit it. I hit it in time.
I hope so.
Come on, challenge me. Go ahead.
That's it.
Come on, I'll give you another plug for the CD.
No, that's it. You play it. That'll be enough of a plug. Hey, thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Take it easy, Joe.
Bye.
All right, a little excerpt from our Joe Pesci interview. I don't
expect to sell any of these things.
It's horrible.
Joe Pesci.
It's the bitches that'll get you. It's the bitches that'll get you.
Hey, Jesse's here from Survivor 3. Survivor Africa. Let's bring her in. Bill, what's up?
Hey, boys.
Hey, what's up?
I was calling about that guy who noted your picture in Penthouse.
Yeah, yeah.
All the other stuff to look at in Penthouse, and he looks at you guys. What's that all about?
Yeah. I thought that was a little strange myself.
Yeah, that is odd.
So
anyway, me and the other five guys who listen to you in D.C. just want to say you rock.
Oh, thank you. Could you please spread the word? We need the help down there.
Later.
All right, man. Look who's in the studio. Jesse from Survivor Africa.
Yes.
Hi, Jesse.
Survivor Africa.
I only saw the last 10 minutes of the show last night when you guys were drinking blood and then you got kicked off.
Yes.
So I don't even know what happened last night. I saw the first episode.
Drinking blood?
Yeah.
What kind? What was
it? The cow kind.
Oh, it was cow blood?
Yes.
Oof. Yeah, but what is it? Wasn't it watered down or it had something else in it?
Watered Kool-Aid. Down? No way.
Well, the finals, when the two tribes tied, then they went with a thicker blood.
Right. What they did is they put milk to kind of cool it down.
Right.
That's what they did. But it still had pieces of blood in there.
Right.
It was
cool
just not
it
as fresh
down?
As the other one. Yes.
Was it fresh right out of the cow?
Right out of the cow.
Oh, they just cut the jugular of the cow or something?
They actually hit it with the arrow to get the blood.
Oh, and it's got like a tube and it kind of comes out or something?
No, they hit it in the jugular vein, actually put the gore right to the neck, and it was pouring down.
Wow.
It's a Maasai tradition. They do it all the time.
Hey, you must have had a lot of gay guys on your tribe. Why are they voting you out?
They
insane?
Yeah, what happened?
Now there's no reason to watch the show, I'll be honest. I know there's a CBS representative here, but they just kicked out the hottest chick.
You know what happened? I think is me being sick. Would you say you didn't watch the show? I was sick for like the first 4 days out of the 6 days that I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards the last 2 days, I was actually getting better and I was doing good. I was doing good in all the challenges, even though I was sick. But, you know, Kelly and Kim both had messed up some of the challenges. So I think they saw me as kind of like a threat to them. And, you know, the rest was history.
Booted you out.
I know.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, you know, it's just a game. You got to see it that way. It's just
a
game.
Yeah, that's because.
Did Jeff Probst hit on you?
No, actually, I only got to see him during tribal council.
Yeah, because we hear he eventually gets around to having sex with all of the girls on the show.
Really? That's,
yeah, he confirmed it on the phone the other day.
Yeah, that's what I got out of our interview with him.
He liked to think he didn't make a pass at me.
He didn't?
No, he didn't.
Damn. Well, what's wrong with that guy? So how was it, how much time did you actually spend in Africa?
For the show, actually 6 days and then 3 months.
Then 3 months you were at a hotel somewhere where they put you?
No hotel. We're actually staying at lodges. We went in a safari, me and Diane, which I met up, and kind of like campsites, just on a tent.
Yeah?
Yep.
And you went on safari, saw some animals and stuff?
Yeah, I went to like 6 or 7 different places all around Kenya. It was beautiful.
It was?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you have any problem with drinking or eating stuff over there?
Yeah, they all had.
You know
problems.
What happens.
Jeff was kind of hinting that you guys all had the explosive diarrhea.
Oh,
no.
From
not
the water
at all.
And stuff.
No.
She's not going to admit that now.
The girls that attractive do not get explosive diarrhea.
They won't admit it on a stupid radio show.
It's a rumor.
No.
I heard everyone had a problem with the stomach. Let's just put it that way. Yeah.
No, not really. I think Diane didn't. She just kind of was dehydrated. I didn't either. I was just puking. Only the first day. But other than that, no, not really.
The first episode, they showed them gathering their water.
Yeah.
You should have saw where they were getting the water from.
Where?
Oh, my God. Like a swamp, basically.
It wasn't a swamp.
But it was,
what you saw was elephant dung, and God knows what other animals.
Wait, and that's where the water came from? And then what did you do with it?
Yeah, you have to get it through. You have to clean the area off to where you were able to get the water. And then once you got the water in there, you have to boil it for 3 to 5 minutes. And
3 to 5 minutes? And then it's fine. No, because then it's just boiled elephant dung water.
It was elephant dung, and the water was maybe an inch over the elephant dung. And they're trying to scrape it up, and some of the elephant dung is getting in the pails.
Get out of here.
And then there's like all sorts of bugs and stuff.
It wasn't pretty. You know, that's why it's called Survivor.
Yeah, they went crazy this year with Survivor.
And then what do you have to eat?
We actually had some cornmeal, which we made ugali with, which is
cornmeal.
Traditional. Yeah, but, you know, it was still made with the same water that we were drinking, so it didn't taste as good either.
I can't believe they made you do that. How was the water? You know, it boiled and everything. It's not going to kill you. But
it really did.
Yeah, why not? You got a little bit of a potty mouth on you for the radio, don't
you? I'm a cop. No, just kidding.
You are a cop, right?
Yes, I am.
In the city?
Orlando.
Orlando.
Florida.
Oh, mm-hmm. I saw the New York City shirt. I wasn't sure if you were from the city.
Orlando cop. Not too many tourists to deal with down there, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
What's the hardest thing an Orlando cop's got to do, eh? It seems like anytime I've been there, it's all about Disney and Universal. And
that's because you probably don't get out of the tourist area.
Well, that's
right.
You got
to come out to the town.
Winter Park.
At least a different
you bust
area.
Some head out there?
Actually, I work with the college kids. I'm in the college area.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, have you ever had to take down a perp?
Oh, tons of time. Yeah.
Yeah, and you cuff them and everything.
Oh, yeah. Been hurt.
Do they just
before?
Look and go, get out of here, sweetheart. What the hell are you going to do?
I wish it was that easy.
Yeah.
No,
why couldn't we play the cuffing game with her?
No, we play. Let me tell you what.
I'm a good speed cuffer.
We were really stupid.
We got to tell you what we did.
We were stupid. We challenged NYPD, so a couple of women, that they couldn't cuff us or that one of us would last longer than the other.
Yeah, the deal was all three went, and whoever lasted the longest won.
A stupid guy thing. They kicked our asses, man. I mean, put us down, knee to the back. The choke hold was on Rick. And, it was bad. You girls, man.
Well, they always say women are tougher than men. So in Orlando, if you get pulled over by women, you know, you can already start seeing their faces like, man, you know, couldn't it be the man? Because they know they're going to get it worse from us.
Do you see the guys when you pull them over and then you come to the window? Do they go like, hey, look at who this is? You know, because you're not the stereotypical woman cop.
Yeah, you're too hot to be a cop. I know I'm pissing off a bunch of cops out here.
It's like TV show woman cop, you know?
Do you ugly yourself up so they take you more seriously?
Well, I don't wear any makeup when I'm at work. It's just my uniform, a bun, and maybe some chapstick, which... Trust me, I've learned to love right now. And from then on, it's just back to business.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You ever let off a guy because you thought he was cute?
No way.
See?
They get it worst.
That's something the guys do to the girls, though. They'll pull over a girl, and if she's hot and stuff, you let her go.
No,
you don't?
Anymore. Mm-mm.
And,
Jesus. Someone just said you gave away the ending of the whole Survivor show. George?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Ow. Yo, she slipped up. She said her and Diane went on a safari.
Oh, Diane got kicked out first.
Oh, never mind.
You idiot.
I got all excited, like, oh, call the rag magazines. We know who won Survivor.
Great job, Columbo.
All right, never mind then, guys. I'm a tool. Later.
You are quite a tool.
George the Tool. Someone wants to ask the obvious question. Did you guys get almost attacked by animals? Were you afraid of Ebola?
Were we afraid of? No, actually, one of the nights that we were out there, which you don't see on the show, me and Tom were actually on guard, and we didn't see it, but we heard the lion around our camp. So that was the closest I probably got to getting a lion. Thank God for our fence, he wasn't able to jump it. Not that he couldn't, if he really wanted to, he could have. But
yeah, check this out. I mean, this would have freaked me out. They're in the middle of nowhere, and they pretty much tell them to build a fence so the lions can't get in.
Ah, there you go. Build a lion fence. You're used to doing that in Orlando.
They don't have any fence material. It's just like, you know, whatever they can find.
Acacia. It's called an acacia tree, which is it's like a little tree with some thorns on it. It's actually pretty prickly. I mean, I have marks on my legs all over from carrying that thing.
Yeah.
But it kept them away, you know, as far as the 6 days I was there. But he was around there, and we heard him. That was scary enough.
When they picked Africa, I know I remember reading... there were a lot of violent people in the area that didn't want Survivor to be there, and there were threats made that some of the people were going to be hurt or something. You have any of the people treating you badly or trying to get in and sabotage the show?
No, not at all.
No?
It was in a pretty seclusive area, and we didn't see any of it. If there's anything, it was probably before we got there. But once we got there, it was pretty much tight, tight security.
Yeah, because I remember that. Yeah, they had to like clear it out, and they got a lot of security there. Because man, it. That's some crazy stuff going on there. You can try to go to sleep and you wake up and someone's hacking at you with a machete. Yeah. Kind of scary. I don't know. I wouldn't have gone.
Nick, what's going on? We're talking to Jesse from Survivor Africa.
Hey,
but
guys.
Then again, I wouldn't go on the Aerosmith roller coaster.
There you slipped.
Nick. He said, I'm a pussy.
Hey, well, I was just wondering how she fixed her lips. Because last night I saw the show. It looked like she
about 24 hours on the corner.
What?
Her lips were all crusted up, man.
Oh, yeah, some chapped lips. Is that what the chapstick thing? Yeah.
The lips. Yeah, they were actually looking a lot better on the show than they actually did. They were really bad. Just chapstick. And actually, once I got water into my system, because I hadn't had water for 4 days, the lips kind of got better on their own, believe it or not. The water just kind of healed them up.
Too much. I don't know.
Hold on a sec.
Better you than me. I can't deal without television. I need a couch. And I need
Palm Pilot.
And
laptop.
Yeah. Right. Beer.
Computer games.
Tommy.
Yeah.
You're a cop?
Yes, I am.
All right, what's up?
I'm working right now, actually.
Okay.
I was just wondering if she wanted to trade any tactics, you know? Maybe we could get together and, you know, do some cop work together.
You dick. She's rolling her eyes at you, you tool.
She could show me some of the Orlando tactics. I could show her some of the Brooklyn South ones.
You're a cop?
Oh yeah. God. Oh, yeah, these are our
cops,
obviously.
This is NYPD.
I guarantee this is NYPD, and I'm proud of Tommy.
There you go. NYPD.
Right,
not
Lyman. Right on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, have you met with any of the NYPD?
No, I haven't. I'm actually, I got in last night real late, and then today I've just been doing the tour, I haven't gotten a chance to meet anybody
yet. You will be in for a surprise. It's probably a little different than Orlando's police department.
I'm sorry
down
to
there.
See that.
Some of the guys around NYPD, they're a great bunch of guys, though. They really are.
Has Playboy called to do the whole police angle?
No, they have not.
No?
No.
They haven't called you yet?
No.
Oh,
come on.
No, come on, guys.
It costs just don't cops their jobs when they do that.
That would not help me in any way.
Right.
I mean, okay. I want to go to law school, be a judge someday. Am I going to be the judge Playboy bunny? I don't think so.
It's one thing to be in Playboy. It's another thing to be in, like, Swank.
No way, dude.
Playboy's got the
Playboy's the
class.
Same thing. You're still naked.
Little classy, though. You know, Swank, you can see what the people have for lunch, if you ask me. Playboy's a little classier. It's more artistic. You know what I mean?
Plus, I just can't see anybody walking up to my dad and going, look, your daughter's on Playboy.
See, and that's why you're not in Playboy. You have a great relationship with your dad, right?
No way.
There you go. See?
She doesn't want to get back at her dad.
You need those girls that have some kind of a bad relationship with Pop. Sal, what's up?
Hey, guys. I just want to know where Seclusive is.
Oh, stop. Now you're getting picky.
I'm just screwing around. I'm just picking a little bit.
All right,
Jack Tool.
Keith the Cop, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey,
how are you?
All right.
Yeah, if she wants to check out what goes on with the NYPD, if give her my cell phone number, we can hook her up with a ride around.
Yeah, no surprise here.
Oh,
actually,
no.
Keith is a great guy. And if you ever did want to take a look around Manhattan with a NYPD.
Actually, that sounds great. I would love to do a ride along with NYPD, if I could.
That's not a problem at all. You know, she could do that.
All right. Hey, Keith.
You guys?
All right, Keith, hold on the line.
Okay.
He's one of our friends. He's a
great friend of the show.
Very cool. Is this really Kimmy? Kimmy!
Hey, Kimmy.
Kimmy!
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, that's Kimmy, all right.
I'm back.
Survivor 2. Remember Kimmy?
Hi, Jesse.
No?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Yeah. I just wanted to say you did a great job. Enjoy everything that you do.
Hey, Kimmy. Kimmy.
Yeah, babe.
I'm asking her, do you remember Kimmy from Survivor 2? And she's like shaking her head. No, I don't know who the hell that is.
Crying out loud.
Oh.
Remember her? She didn't want to eat the big worm.
She
got back to Long Island, then she couldn't keep them out of her mouth.
I know.
They were attached to men.
I know she sounds like Fran Drescher. Just, you know, we get through it.
Now, here's a girl, Kimmy, that was on Survivor and was not afraid to take her clothes off for anything.
She took them off for us.
For magazines,
really?
For Kevin James. It didn't matter who it was. Various married football players. It didn't even matter.
Hey, let me tell you guys, if you guys even knew my list now, you'd be so proud of me.
Are you banging more celebrities now than even before? You don't remember Kimmy?
I'm so kidding with you guys. But listen to me, I missed you guys on the road show on Wednesday night.
Hey, Kimmy, it's not about you.
It's not about you.
No one cares about the you know, Survivor 2 cast.
Now Survivor 2, we're on to Survivor 3.
I know. But Jesse, I want to tell you, you did really good out there.
Enough of her.
Thank you.
Her 15 minutes of fame is over now that you guys are the big deal. These reality show people got to realize that.
Here's a little reality click.
No one cares about the cast of Survivor 2 now.
Poor Kimmy.
It's true.
You guys are horrible.
It's true.
No, we're... We're
remember
nice.
Never to call back after S4 comes out.
No.
Oh, who's that chick from S3? Nobody cares to hear about you.
I knew she'd think
Jesse,
that.
You know what's sad? She's actually a friend of ours, and that's how we treat her.
She's right out on Long Island, so
Kimmy's the best. Yeah,
we know her well.
We just wanted to blow her off so we could spend more time with you.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Wow.
Hmm. You have a website? Do you?
No.
No? Then what the hell was Rick giving me?
Somebody else put it up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
Is that what happened? Jesus Christ.
Probably saveeddie.com.
That's what's on there, Rick? Is it?
Yeah, there's pictures of her in bikinis and all sorts of things.
In bikinis.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Let me pop that up.
Well, that's her Survivor Africa shots, but...
From the show.
Yeah. All right, listen, we got to take a break.
All right.
We're almost done with the show. We'll finish with Jesse next. Can you hang out, or are you disgusted?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
And we'll also play... We'll also play... what did we learn on the O&A show today?
Hi, this is Jesse Osborne, and I'll see you at the 9th. I forgot what year I was in there. Hey, this is Jesse Osborne, and I'll see you at... Ozfest is going to be crazy. So to say my name. This is Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't have to know. I'm just going to answer something.
W4. That's my f***ing book to read. Hey, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to... What's that? Hi, this is
Opie and Anthony on the rock stage.
Hey, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Opie and Anthony...
1027 WNEW. We are Sports Guys Blaine and Craig. Morning, Don and Mike. Midday, Opie and Anthony. Afternoon, Ron and Fez at night. We are 1027 WNEW.
And we're back with Jesse from Survivor Africa. We just have a few minutes left in the show, Anthony.
Yeah.
She was just telling us she's going to be on Regis.
Regis.
Monday morning.
Does he watch Survivor? Survivor 3?
No.
Regis? I don't think so.
He doesn't watch TV.
He never seems to know much about the people that are on his show.
You're from
Survival? Is that like he'll get it wrong or something like that? So I hear you're with the fire department.
He probably gets you on the wrong tribe.
Yeah, he'll do that. Oh, yeah, if he even knows about him, right. He won't even know. Gelman, help me with these things. They'll get all mad at Gelman or something. But it'll all be fun. All nice and fun.
Kelly will be cool, and she'll be up on Survivor.
Kelly's cool, yeah. She knows stuff. She's like Regis's crutch, pretty much. So make sure you pay more attention to her. Just let Regis go. My God, what an attractive woman you are! You know, and you say thank you, and then look right
at Kelly.
Kelly.
Kelly will completely save you.
She'll help you out.
Yes.
So future plans? You say you want to be a judge or something like that. So you're just going to stay with the department and. Not try to get into show business. A lot of people that get into the Survivor things and reality shows want to get into show biz.
Yeah, you know, right now I'm not back to work yet. I'm going to wait till the end of the show. It's kind of open right now, but I can go back anytime after, before actually June 30th of next year. So
yeah.
I'm just waiting. Going to do a little bit of traveling and enjoy my time off.
Yeah, I got to say it. I think they're going to talk you into getting in Playboy. I just feel it.
I don't
feel it on this one.
I definitely don't say it.
Why not?
They might make the offer.
You see the pictures on the website?
It's very attractive, but I don't think she's going to go for it. No way. Got too much to lose over here. Most of these people, why did you get into it?
My sister, sitting right next to me, was the one that got me involved into this. She's
really?
A Survivor fan. Yes, definitely.
So you wouldn't have pursued getting on this show if it wasn't for your sister, then?
Yeah, I don't think I would have. Yeah.
Because, like I said, a lot of the people that do get on, they want to be actors, they want to be on TV, something like that, and think it'll be a good springboard to movies and television. That's been working, huh? And it just seemed odd that you have a career, you know, and you're very happy with it.
I thought Colleen did a great job in that movie Animal.
Better than Rob Schneider. He sucks. We can't stand
it. Well, does Jesse's sister want to be in Playboy?
No.
No?
No.
Man, you girls were raised right.
Yeah, what happened? How the hell did they get on this program? Usually it's girls with horror stories of their upbringing that can't wait to rip their clothes off.
Oh, no, no way.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting completely disgusted that we're even bringing it up, Anthony.
That's all right.
All right.
Nah, that's not true.
Hey, we got to give away a Samsung DVD-VCR combo unit and Boogeyman DVD.
Okay.
Between now and October 31st, when you buy a Samsung DVD player, you get 3 free movies in.
How about that?
Visit SamsungUSA.com or JNR Music World for details. It's all brought to you by Samsung. Mm-hmm. We're going to give that away very, very soon.
All right.
Well, we want to thank you guys for coming by. Your sister didn't say anything, though. You want to say something about your sister? Did she look good on the show?
I think she looked great. Did she represent? Did a good job. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I was very, very sad. I was crying last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I really wanted her to go far, but I'm not.
When did you realize that she got kicked off?
Last night.
Come on.
Last night.
How do you hold that from your family?
Nobody knew.
You know, when she came home, she said, don't ask anything. The only thing I want to know is what she wore. I went to the mall and we bought all the stuff for the show. She bought all kinds of stuff and she just got to wear like maybe 2 outfits. So I was like, what did you wear? She's like,
well, we don't get to pick what we want to wear.
But she didn't even tell me that.
All right, hold on here. So you're from Florida.
Right.
Orlando. Didn't you know something was up when all of a sudden she said, well, I'm, you know, I got to take a plane ride to New York?
No. No, she
you
actually...
You didn't know until you saw it on TV
Until
last
I
night.
Saw it on TV. I looked
so
at
So what did you tell your family? That you were just taking off for a day or two?
Interviews. She's had interviews.
Yeah,
and
I have interviews for CBS.
Yeah, I just kind of looked at her. We were lying in bed, and I just kind of looked at her. Oh, come on.
Oh, wow.
Like that. Dear. Look, they're disgusted. It was a little joke. It's just funny. We're tools, and when girls talk like that, we're just like, oh, but
it's we're a joke. Lying in bed.
You made Anthony turn red. That is not easy.
Joke.
No, we were lying in bed. It was a small bed. No, I'm kidding. I just kind of looked
Tell
at
me
her,
more.
And I was cried. I said, oh, man. I thought Kim was going to be the one to get the boot.
So she comforted
Definitely
you
not
then.
Her.
She comforted
yeah,
you,
Yeah, we kind of hugged.
Your tribe's stupid. I would have kept you around.
Yeah.
I definitely think she's a strong girl. I mean, that's why I was like, you need to go and do it.
I can't believe she didn't tell you, though. That's like, geez. By the way, I got kicked off. Don't tell anybody.
But the fun part is seeing, you know, everybody's reaction. And the whole thing, you know, I mean, I know what was going to happen. And I was still watching, like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? You know, and I thought, wait a minute. I know what happens on this show. Why am I worried about it?
Maybe the vote will be different and they won't kick me off.
Know.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe CBS will edit it wrong.
Right. Wait, okay. This
Not
is
a
tape.
Chance.
That's me. All right.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
In
thank
any
you.
Of your future endeavors, which I know don't include posing nude and Playboy, Opie.
No, it does
Sorry,
not.
Sorry, Anthony. All right. Thank you, guys. We have to end the show. I mean, I could talk to you guys forever. So why don't we give the Samsung DVD VCR combo unit and Boogeyman DVD to a random caller right now? We'll go with the 20th caller. How's that?
Right.
Everyone, have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Don't forget the Boobo Lantern contest starts Tuesday.
Did you have to bring this up when they're in here disgusted already?
You guys want to know what the Boobo Lantern
yes,
thing
is? Yes, I do.
Yeah, look at this.
Okay.
Ben's going to kill me. We got to get off the air. But basically, we're looking for girls with breast implants to come down. And what happens is if they get naked... And then you put flashlights under their boobs, right?
Oh, my God.
And you turn off
they
all the
glow.
Lights.
They glow. It's the coolest looking thing.
And they glow like pumpkins on the front porch.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work with natural boobs.
It's just because the implants with the clear fluid in them, it just makes them light up. It's amazing.
Oh, we got to try that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, you know anyone with implants?
No, you don't have the breast implants. No. It's not going to work.
Not me.
Aw, you'll have to come back when we do it.
All right. There's a picture of a girl doing it on opieandanthony.com.
All right.
And all the details for the contest are up there, okay?
Cool.
We're going to look that up.
Have a great weekend, Jesse and sister.
Raisa.
Raisa.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. We'll see you guys Monday at 3.
Talking out of one's butt crack
Anthony
is a sign of personal confidence.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
This show will really give you brain damage.